about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs. Your booty might be burning.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
I just love hot Cheetos.
And now,
I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got red, so I wiped them on my pants.
Our feature presentation.
That's a great story.
There's nothing that can be made better by a remix. That's what we've learned here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I want to thank the listener whose name I sadly do not have at my fingertips, who contributed the Hot Cheetos remix to us. But excellent work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
I miss the Hot Cheetos kids.
I do, too. I miss them so much. I think Omar needs to start working that in on his gigs. He needs to start playing that on the dance floor. It'd be a big hit. You can pick up the phone and give us a call right now for the Monday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Mondays are always very exciting on the call-in segment because we unveil the new prize, and you don't know, man. It could be a new car. Could be a trip to the moon. Could be Sofia Vergara's phone number. You don't know what the prize is.
Yeah, that's it. Sofia Vergara's phone number.
So why not take a chance and pick up the phone, 1-800-520-1067. Real quick, before we get to the your phone calls, this is a fascinating story. I don't get the desperate need that people have to find their birth parents. As far as I'm concerned, the people that raise you are your parents.
Right.
But then again, I've always known who my parents are, so maybe I would feel differently if I were in somebody else's shoes.
If you knew that you were in somebody else's shoes, which you are.
So this guy grows up in Brazil. His whole life, he feels like, how is this my family? Everybody in this family looks exactly the same except for me. Mm-hmm. They're all dark hair, dark eyes. I'm blonde, blue eyes. How is it possible that this happened? But, things are fine. He's got a good home life. But he always has that nagging suspicion. So when he finally gets to be old enough in his 20s and can afford it, he goes out and gets a DNA test. And sure enough, he finds out he is not a member of the family.
Oh,
they are
wow.
not his birth parents. So his suspicions are confirmed. So he's like, what's up with that? So he hires a guy to do the research, and they go back, understandably, they go back to the hospital on the day he was born, and they find out that there was another little boy that was born the same day in the same hospital.
There was not a mix-up.
He thinks, aha, switched at birth. That must be what happened. So they track down the other guy who's living in the same town near Sao Paulo, and they go and they tell him the sad story, and he gets a DNA test, and sure enough, the two were switched at birth. Sure enough, they've been living 2 miles apart for 20-something years. Switched at birth with different families and had no idea.
But here's my fear is that now the kid who grew up with a decent family is going to be shipped over to crappy family.
Right.
And crappy family kid gets the good family.
Usually someone is not happy in this situation.
It seems like that could go south so quickly.
Well, now bear in mind they're both in their 20s now,
all
so
right.
No one needs to be shipped over to anybody's family because, you know, they're adults. But what do you think happened next once it was revealed that these two boys had grown up in the wrong household?
Giant lawsuit.
Oh, well,
they decided
yeah.
to
That's a given,
all
right?
move in together.
What?
They decided to all live together.
Both families?
Both families.
Both families are living together on the farm of the second family. And now both of the boys have two fathers and two mothers.
Now, do the two
in the
fathers,
together.
Does each father get to bang both mothers?
Well, now, it didn't go into that
cool.
in the article. It didn't mention that.
That'd be pretty cool, depending on the mothers.
I think if you all move in together, that has to be part of the rule.
Right. You're one of the dads. She's one of the moms.
It's like a big commune.
Right.
This is the way it should be, said the first young man. We are all together. The first young man's father. We are all together, and I now have two sons living and working here. Huh. The boys feel blessed by their circumstances. This is how you can tell that this story did not happen in the United States, by the way, because it absolutely would have ended up in a lawsuit possibly a murder-suicide.
That's where I thought this was going.
But in Brazil, they all decided just to move in together and be one big happy family. Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's nutty.
The moving in part is
even
nutty.
Just the parents' part where they're moving into somebody else's house.
That's the crazy part.
Hey, you raised our kid. We raised yours. Let's move in.
Of course, he's got him working on a farm, so that's free labor.
Yeah. By the way, the father that said that he was happy to have them living and, most importantly, working.
Working, yes.
Well, let's be cynical about this, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Why don't we try to tear down a beautiful thing?
Because you know that's the way it is, man.
But he's letting he may be getting work out of the kid, but I mean, he's letting the whole family live there with him, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's amazing.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah,
I just thought it was
bizarre.
It was interesting. So there you go.
All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, you get on the air, and you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Now, I heard there was no more soccer after the World Cup ended. I thought
that
nobody played again for 4 more years until World Cup started again.
Oh, you got the MLS, dude. Season's underway. Galaxy number one.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's your story. Kevin, you know anything about a game that may be happening on Saturday at the Rose Bowl?
The one that I had to buy tickets for? That one?
That's the one. That's what we're giving away tickets to.
Yeah, I know. How funny is that?
Maybe you should go in the other room and call
I need to go in the other room and call. We have a couple lines open.
It's a pair of tickets for you to see the LA Galaxy. Now, are they Real Madrid or Real Madrid?
Real Madrid.
That's what I thought. But yeah. Some people say it the other way. But
well,
anyway,
those people are dumb.
That is a team of superstars. That's the team that Cristiano Ronaldo is on. And your buddy Kaká, isn't he on that team too?
I believe he is. I don't remember. Yeah, it's one of those like Yankees franchises where they basically just stock it with superstars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's one night only to see them versus Landon Donovan and the LA Galaxy at the Rose Bowl on Saturday. That's your prize for getting on the air with us at Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Kyle? Kyle is on line 2 joining us on the show. Hey, Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Dude gets tickets just for calling. I had to buy. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
morning.
What's going on?
I want to let everybody know that the oldest person on Twitter died on Wednesday last week.
Oh, like Bean doesn't know that.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Her name was Ivy Bean.
What?
Sure was.
Her name
was
included
her name.
The word Bean?
It did.
Yes. So now I think Bean is the oldest person to use Twitter.
Could be.
That's possible.
I am, in fact. In fact, I tweeted that as soon as Ivy died. I thought, I'm number one now. I get to be the oldest person now.
Although Bean really was born like 90.
Yes.
I've never known anyone that's been older his whole life than Bean.
But he's not aging backwards.
No.
He's
staying 90. But when he was 4, he was 90.
Yeah, she started tweeting like a year and a half ago or something like that. And she developed quite a following,
I
guess.
I'll bet she was fascinating. Sure wish I could poop today. Ira. What's her name? Iva? Ira?
Ivy.
Ivy.
Ivy. Sure wish my left arm worked.
I didn't
Come
know.
On. That Twitter had to blow.
I regret that I did not know about her before she died. I would have followed her.
Sure wish I could have gotten out of bed. But I sure can't because my hip's broken. What a terrible, terrible Twitter that must have been.
You don't know, man.
I do know. I don't know.
But you don't.
I don't.
You have no idea.
You're right. I don't know.
She could have been 107 and sharper than we are.
Yeah, sure. Well, me, yes, but not you. All right. Thank you for the call.
Let's see if her Twitter is still up here. No.
No, really. Too bad. Well, she died.
Yeah, but, you know.
So they may have taken it down.
DJ AM's website was up for like 2 years before they took it down, you know? So
you should take it over. Just tweet like, still dead. You know, something like that. Sure was better when I was alive. Come on,
try,
work with
try,
me.
Kristen, line 5, calling with some late breaking news. Hey, Kristen, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What it do?
What it do?
Did you hear that the oldest woman on Twitter died?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't Twitter.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was calling because Lindsay Lohan got released from jail.
Yeah,
last
I heard.
Night.
I did not see that. She got released last
About
night?
1:30.
Yeah. About 1:30, yeah.
They snuck her out the back.
That's
Is that what
I think that's lame.
Why?
she needs to do all her time. It's not fair.
Yeah, but no one does all their... From what we hear, from what we hear, it is fair, because if you went in, you would get released in that amount of time as well, I think.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's just basically it's overcrowding. They don't have space, so they release people way early.
Yeah.
I'm a Lindsay hater.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well,
she needs to do all her time.
It's a little difficult to love her.
Yeah, true.
Train wreck.
Yeah, train wreck. Well, for that reason, you can like her, but it's hard to love her. All right, thank you for the call.
By the way, I won't spoil it here, but I didn't know until this weekend when TMZ broke what she is going to rehab for specifically. I will let Ralph explain that coming up in the Showbiz Beat in a couple minutes, but it was not what I expected. It was not an addiction to prescription drugs, I'll tell you that.
Was it Chiclets?
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
Let's try, let's do one more real quick. Megan, line six, joining us on the Kevin DeMean Show. Hey, Megan, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
Good morning. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
I am so curious why Jersey Shore is still so hot. They're not in Jersey anymore.
They aren't.
It's the whole...
But they're still...
Are you going to act like it now? Because the last season was the real Jersey Shore.
They're still giant douchebags, though.
But you take them out of the Jersey Shore, they still bring the Jersey Shore to wherever they go. I mean,
right.
Just because they're in a different city doesn't mean they're not still the same lovable scamps you fell in love with last year.
Yeah, I know. I think they're going to work harder, though, to make it more of a...
Oh, I do, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, look,
I hear you.
It's just like the discussion we had about The Hills sometimes, is you have changed the nature of the program by now doing a show about celebrities. Now it's not just douchebags in a show that nobody knows about, and they can go anywhere and do anything and live like regular people. Now they know that they have fans, and they know that they have an audience, and they understand the ramifications of being on television.
Yeah.
It's a different show now.
But correct me if I'm wrong, it's still GTL.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I believe so.
But they all went from little beater cars to driving Escalades now.
Yeah, but I put a lot of thought into this. I love the Jersey Shore, and okay. I was watching it again over the weekend. And you're right. They did take them out of their element, and there's going to be them trying to impress the camera. But they also insist on getting hammered every single time they're awake. Like every moment of the day that they're awake and they're not at the gym, they are just smashed. And then once you get that drunk and you're that dumb, you have no ability to act out or do anything. Your real you comes out. You know what I'm saying? And trust me.
So the gold always happens.
In the land of 1,000 bars and clubs of Miami Beach, there's going to be no faking. They're going to be the same douchey douche douche as soon as they hit the scene, because they're just smashed. As soon as they got in the place, what'd they do? They went right into the hot tub and they're guzzling alcohol.
Now, Megan, did you watch last season?
A little bit.
Yeah, and then you went, this sucks.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I love it for the same reason you hate it. Bean hates it.
I do.
For the same reason. They're
douchebags.
They really are just maybe the worst people on earth. Maybe.
Yeah.
At this moment.
Yeah.
Right? Just right above Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Megan. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm sure Ralph will also bring up one of the Jersey Shore members arrested over the weekend, too. So we'll talk about that coming up, too.
Wow. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeMean Show, shall we?
That question is less stupid, though you asked it in a profoundly stupid way.
Let's talk about Kyle Chandler.
How about Kyle Chandler, Coach Taylor, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Who plays the coach of that team that plays on Friday nights, Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
Yes. Best. Go Lions.
TV show that's never been on Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
It has been on Friday.
Oh, it has. Okay.
It has. It has been. It has moved around a lot to the point where now it's not even on the network.
All right.
But, I mean, it's on the network.
So
but
hotter
not
than
first.
Ever.
It's one of those where the DirecTV saved it, and now it airs in reruns on NBC. So it's a weird story Friday Night Lights has, but it's a great show.
William Shatner on the program today.
How about that?
Yeah.
I know we've been promising that for like 3 days, but we love him.
He's
going to
be
on. He's going to be on today.
And I watched episode one of his series where he interviewed the DC sniper. It was fascinating.
I bet you did.
Fascinating.
Do you wish you killed more people?
Unbelievable show. Unbelievable show. What a great idea for a show. He's interviewing the subway vigilante killer. He's interviewing the Unabomber. I mean, it's amazing the stuff that he's doing on this season of the show, Aftermath.
Well, William Shatner needs a program. That's his problem, is that he's never had a successful TV show. We're going to talk to TMZ.com about all the celebs, about Lindsay Lohan getting released and everything else. We are going to give away tickets to Kevin DeMean Dodger Day.
Yep.
We have some highlights of the X Games. I don't know if you watched any over the weekend, but man, that is just a good time. I wish that went on for like a month.
A month.
4 days. We are going to introduce you to Antoine, who will be your new favorite person ever. It's an internet story. I mean, the news audio is on the internet, and they interview this guy. And I'm not exaggerating, right, Bean? Your favorite person.
He's fairly awesome.
Maybe ever. So that's coming up. We're also going to talk to a listener named Andy who's going to jail in about 45 minutes.
All right.
So good for him.
Go, Andy.
And we're going to get your tips on how he can stay alive in jail.
Okay.
My suggestion was duct tape. Butthole. So anyway, that's coming up this morning as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat now. Six point seven K Rock is KROQ. Hey, and it is 5:53.
And now a moment with Bean.
It is 5:54.
Ralph Gorman.
Yes, Ralph Gorman does
really.
Good work.
That was a moment with Bean.
I like Ralph. I think he said Gornan too.
I do like Ralph Gornan better than another the regular guy.
I think it wasn't even close.
It's 5:54. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. How was your weekend, Ralph?
Wow, somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Get your ass kicked for saying that around here.
My weekend was spectacular. Not as spectacular as Lindsay Lohan's, though. She is out of the hooskow as of 1:35 a.m. this morning.
Think she's still crying?
Probably. Yeah, because now she's on her way to rehab. She was supposed to go to the Morningside Recovery Center in Orange County, California, but... reportedly, she will report to UCLA Medical Center first. She's going to be treated there initially for an interesting combination of ailments. Her meth addiction.
Meth.
Oh, my God.
Meth, you say.
And her bipolar disorder.
Oh, wow.
Meth and bipolar.
Yes. Meth apparently is her drug of choice. And we hadn't even heard about the meth.
No, but that was... quite a surprise, wasn't it?
Wow. We knew about the scripts, we knew about the booze, but the meth came as a bit of a shock.
The bipolar disorder, of course, we all know about. She likes to go both to the North and South Poles.
That's correct.
At all times, and ski and hunt penguin.
I don't think that's
what bipolar what means.
Talking about.
Now, Kevin, I thought
I'm
the
a
meth...
doctor.
Sorry. Ralph is a doctor, that's true. I thought the meth might... have been responsible for what's going on with her face, but all these years I've just attributed that to heavy, heavy drinking. You know, the fact that she looks so bad and so beat.
I think they're all elements. I think not sleeping and partying all night and booze and whatever assortments of drugs she's doing, it all contributes.
And there's the bone thin. There's that part.
She is way too skinny.
Well, that may be the math for sure.
That isn't good for you.
There's the ritualistic sandblasting she goes through every week. She has her face sandblasted. I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not sand.
What? It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top movies at the box office. Inception.
Huh?
Inception holds on to the number one spot for the third week in a row. Made another $27.5 million this week. Just behind that was Dinner for Schmucks. $23.3 million made at number two. Salt was third. Despicable Me, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore was fifth. Charlie St. Cloud came in a distant sixth because all right-thinking Americans stayed away from this like the plague. It made just $12 million in its debut weekend.
Ralph, his brother was his dead, so he went out. He played catch with his
dead? Catch with his dead brother?
Brother?
In the swamps.
Is that what happened?
When he's not sailing.
Okay.
And avoiding a smoking hot girl who loves him, but he can't commit because he's too torn up about his baseball playing little brother who gives him love advice. F you, movie. Right in your sprockets. Toy Story 3 was seventh. Grown Ups was eighth. The Sorcerer's Apprentice was ninth. Twilight Saga Eclipse rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, who is currently in the number one movie in America, he says, despite the fact that he's one of the hottest leading men in Hollywood, he still has career regrets. Of course, he's the star of Titanic, one of the biggest movies ever, but he said he's sorry that he turned down the chance to star in Boogie Nights.
Oh, really? Oh,
apparently the role was offered to him first to play Dirk Diggler.
Said no?
He said no, thinking it was not going to turn out well. Now he says it's one of his favorite films, and he wished he had taken that role. So even when you're Leonardo DiCaprio, people, life is filled with regrets.
What about this movie?
Why are you so harsh with me? Because you need it. Isn't it enough for you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved anyone? That I will always love you?
You know I'm very fond of you.
Do you love me?
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
get it out.
Leo's not on top either.
Just for the record.
Oh, he's prettier.
pretty one's always on the bottom. Or so I'm told. Imagine Psycho Mike.
Oh, oh man.
He can yodel.
How now. Much on the bottom would he be?
Yodeling. What's that yodeling coming out of your pants? You guys were mentioning the Jersey Shore earlier in your little dog and pony show this morning, and the ratings for the second season premiere of MTV's show was huge.
For us.
Show picked up 5.3 million viewers.
Wow.
Nielsen says it was the year's top cable telecast for 12 to 34-year-olds, so that's the prime demographic for MTV. So people aren't over it. You may not love the Jersey Shore people, but there's a lot of people who want to watch them implode.
It's fun to hate.
And they're doing it, too. You know they're already in third season, or 2B.
Yeah.
As sure. it's referred to over there on MTV. And apparently, Snooki is still in rare form, even in season 3. She was arrested Friday.
Yay! Ugly?
Hauled off to the clink. For being ugly?
For being ugly.
I do not believe that is a crime in New Jersey. Should Otherwise, be. Everyone in that state would be serving time. She wound up in jail because she apparently was sucking down beer bongs on the boardwalk, got loaded,
yeah.
then tried to steal a man's bicycle, got on the bike, wiped out on the boardwalk.
Oh, I would love to have seen that.
Then stormed off onto the beach without paying the $5 entry fee for the beach there in Seaside Heights.
Man, those people just snub their noses at the law, don't they?
Then there was a guy showering beach sand and salt off in one of the public showers. She shoved him and knocked him down.
She's on a tirade.
It's like Godzilla tearing through Tokyo. That's when a local police stepped in and arrested her for disorderly conduct.
Was this being filmed?
Oh, yes. Oh, Lisa, this great. Is nothing that happens to her if it isn't filmed.
Wait.
Excellent.
Here is my favorite part of the story, the discourse part of your story where she's telling cops, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh no.
Good.
"I'm effing Snooki. You can't do this to me. I'm effing Snooki.
Oh, no.
You guys are going to be sorry for this. Release me." She bellowed.
They're going to be so happy about that. Why would they be sorry?
She apparently was released later on her own recognizance and was headed out to dinner with the rest of her castmates, I'm sure, which involved a lot of alcohol. So
she'll have their jobs.
Release me. That's my favorite part. She just sounded like the man in the iron mask or something. Suddenly she was transported back to the 17th century.
Look, even if you
say
Snooki,
even if you say, "Don't you know who I am?" Do you say it to a cop?
God, no.
Really?
Release me, you varlet.
How can they arrest one of them and not all of them, though? That's my question.
Man, sounds like she was begging for it that night.
I gotta come down to the GTL club, man. Those are my peeps.
He doesn't like them.
Yo, today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Peter O'Toole, one of my favorites. Legendary British actor. I've never seen Lawrence of Arabia. One of my other favorite movies, My Favorite Year, he stars in. Very, very talented guy. 78 years old today. Director Wes Craven, who gave us Freddy and Nightmares on Elm Street. He is 71 years old today. Mary Louise Parker of the excellent television program Weeds is 46
coming back,
years old, by the way.
Yeah, she looks good.
She looks amazing for 46.
Yeah, Weeds coming back, I think, mid-August.
Mid-August,
so very soon.
Yep.
They, down at the Comic-Con, they did a panel just before we did the Dexter panel. They had a panel for the anti-heroes of Showtime. So it was Dave Duchovny for Californication and Michael C. Hall for Dexter, and Mary Louise Parker was there for Weeds, and then a couple cast members from Nurse Jackie as well. But she is just stunning in person. Yeah. You would never in a million years guess she's 46 years old. Actor, director, pal of mine, Kevin Smith, celebrates his 40th birthday today. He's back in Jersey, so he's not listening to us. So we can say whatever we want.
Take the clap back there.
Sam Worthington from Avatar is... I will come over there. I am not afraid. He is 34 years old today. Edward Furlong celebrates his 33rd birthday. Come with me if you want to live. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Kyle Chandler is on. Really basically trying to get an Emmy vote. I mean, I think that's why he's on today, because he's nominated for Friday Night Lights. So they might be listening and go, "Hey, that guy sounds like a good guy. I'm going to vote for him."
Well, it's also possible that he's trying to help us figure out when the show's on.
Also, the great Bill Shatner joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show, too. And highlights of an unbelievable finish to X Games 16 last night.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's talk to Kevin and Bean listener Andy, who we'd rather not claim right now because he's going back to jail today for his third DUI.
Hey, back to jail is incorrect. I only did house arrest last time. Hi, okay. Lisa.
Hello. To jail, okay.
Now, Andy, we spoke with last year, I think probably because, was it because the movie Disturbia was out? We were talking about what house arrest must be like?
Yeah, I was just getting some ideas of what to do with my time since I had 73 days to hang out by myself.
Oh, that's what it was. Things that you could do when you were on house arrest for service. Okay, so I would think that whatever you did, and I don't remember the circumstances, Andy, whatever you did that ended up putting you on house arrest, wouldn't that have been a wake-up call to, hey, I don't know, maybe not get in trouble with the law anymore?
I'm a special kind of retarded, so, you know, I didn't really learn my lesson.
What was it that you did before the house arrest?
DUI.
DUI,
so they've all been DUIs. Okay. I have two in California, and I'm actually in Colorado right now. I'm going to court right after I get off the phone with you guys.
You're going to court, and then they're going to send you right to jail?
Correct.
Okay.
Andy, first of all, don't be a dumbass and drink and drive. What are you thinking, first of all?
Well, what I'm thinking is, with the dumbass comment, is I thought I had hit rock bottom after the third one in January and going to rehab and all that, but I heard Kevin call me a dumbass on Friday. That was my new low.
That's your new low point.
You are a dumbass. I've never been caught for DUI. You got through third time.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know how that happens, actually. But yeah.
Well,
you drink, and then you drive.
All right. First of all, I don't want anyone to think that we are not taking that part of the story seriously. And frankly, Andy, you sound like a great guy, and I'm gonna miss you as a listener, but you deserve to go to jail for your DUI. I'm sorry to say that, but I hope you learn your lesson from it. All right, so you've never been to jail before, and you don't know what to expect. That's why you emailed us again, right?
That is correct.
Now, what kind of jail is it? Is it like a minimum security jail?
County jail in Colorado.
County jail. Yeah. County, I think, is a bad word when it comes to jails, right?
Yeah. Oh, really? County is bad? Good. You don't want that?
I think. I've never been.
I don't know.
Well, that's why we need the listener's help at 1-800-520-1067, County Jail. Now, he's doing it in Colorado, but how does he stay alive? And how does he stay...
unraped.
Yeah, unraped. Unraped is primarily what he's interested in. Kevin, you had some advice for Andy, didn't you?
Well, duct tape. I would take duct tape and I would just, put it right there.
And just don't put it the whole time you're there.
Right.
Should I duct tape around my boxers? I mean, you have some... I would say
on the inside and outside. I think
just to be safe.
Too much duct tape.
Okay.
Andy, how long are you going to be inside, dude?
We're looking about 3 weeks real time.
Real time. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take calls from people with suggestions on how to survive jail, especially for a newbie like Andy at 1-800-520-1067. But every time we've had a conversation about prison, and of course, you know, with the Kevin Bean listeners, we got more than our share of prisoners listening.
It's often.
We've often heard that jail, not that bad. It's not, you know, it's not going to prison or anything like that. You're not in there with lifers. You're not in there with hard time, you know, gang members or anything like that for the most part. Now, I can't speak to your specific circumstances, but I don't think it's going to be as dangerous for you as it would be, you know, if you were at Leavenworth or something.
Right.
Right.
That's the hope.
But having never been there, you don't know.
Right. So I got some henna tattoos to look all, you know, tough and street stuff.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, that's an help.
Did you say the word henna?
Yeah.
That'll get you raped faster than anything. little girly tattoos? Come on.
Yeah, right on the middle of my back, or the bottom of my back. Right?
Good. That's so a tramp stamp. That's a good thought.
Oh, great. Give them some place to focus on.
Told me to do that.
Just bend over forward and back your way into prison. Might as well.
Now, you heard when Lindsay went to jail a couple of weeks ago that she spent the first few nights just crying her eyes out because she was so miserable, right?
Right.
Is that going to be you?
She's a pussy. All right. No, I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Hey, folks in the other room, put line 2 on hold. We'd love to get to that one before the break if we could. Okay, here we go. This is going to be Sarah who's calling. Let's get some advice from our man, Andy. Sarah, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, Andy, whatever deputies tell you to do, do it, and fast.
Okay,
and do not take anything from the inmates.
Don't take anything from the inmates. What does that
mean? I don't want to take anything from the inmates. No, but that's kind of my whole plan.
No, but Andy, you're talking about bad things. I think Sarah's talking about anything, even good things, right?
Anything. Like, hey, can you hold this real quick?
Don't do that.
You know, don't do that.
I'm not planning on holding anything.
Okay,
really.
So don't hold anything. Don't take anything from the inmates. And let me see if I've got this straight. If the deputies tell you to do something, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Okay.
Fast.
All right.
And quick.
And quick.
And fast. Just... Yes, and just be grateful you're not in L.A. County.
Yes, I am.
All right, Sarah, sounds like she's got a lot of experience.
It sure does.
I'm a little afraid.
No kidding.
I have family members who are deputies.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
okay. So, you know, So that's what they're telling me. Like, you know, the just whatever the deputies ask you to do, do it fast and quick, and don't take any items from any inmate, even if it's just a hold for really quick.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good advice, Sarah. Thank you very much. By the way, did you plan it out, Andy, so that, hey, I really feel like getting plastered and driving tonight. I think I'm going to go over to Colorado and do it.
No, my family lives here, so I was back for Christmas. And
I got you.
My license was actually suspended, but I hadn't told them about anything, and I got popped again. So, but that was the one. I'm sober now, so that it took the third one to you know, make me realize maybe I should stop.
Maybe you should stop drinking.
All right, Andy, we're going to take a quick break. We got more calls with more pieces of advice for you at 1-800-520-1067. So hang on. We'll get you some more advice here before you literally are handcuffed and taken away to jail. So this is the last thing you're doing on the outside is spending time with the Kevin and Bean Show, right?
Yes.
You have 15 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yes, decor. Wow. All right, well, you should feel special. You've gotten some good advice. Hold on. Yes. And we will just take a quick break and come back with some.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking to our listener named Andy, who has 5 minutes of freedom left. And then he is in front of a judge in Colorado. We'll put the handcuffs on him and take him away to jail for about 3 weeks or so. And he contacted us because, well, he knew the Kevin and Bean listeners would have some good advice on how he can survive jail as a first-timer. Andy, you still with us, buddy?
Yep. Nice song choice, by the way.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed it. Glad you enjoyed it. All right. Let's try Dwayne. He's on line three. He's been to prison many times, it says here.
All right.
Dwayne?
No, Dwayne.
No, Dwayne, not yet. That's a call from the future. Hey, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys, man? I've been a long-time listener, and I love your show.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
What
does
Andy have to look forward to?
Hey, Andy, man, just a little advice, bro. You're spending 3 weeks. I mean, you know, who are you, Lindsay Lohan? I mean, come on, bro. You got nothing to worry about.
Oh, famous last words. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to try to rape you in county jail, bro. They're everybody in county jail are short timers, and they're going to be with guys with the same security class as you. You know, if you're only going for 3 weeks, you're going to be with first time offenders and.
But Dwayne, I appreciate you're speaking from experience, but there have to be some super bad dudes who are just looking for somebody to F up in jail, right?
We're trying to panic Andy, not calm him.
All right, okay then, Andy, first thing you can do is you can go in there with a hard attitude and you implement yourself a mandatory workout routine.
Good.
And you work out and shows everybody else around you. It demonstrates to them that you're willing to keep yourself physically fit and ready for any kind of action that jumps off in prison.
And you got to have the crazy bug eyes, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm crazy.
You got to do your 1,000 push-ups and your mandatory 123 burpees.
I don't know what that is.
Don't worry about it. You'll find out.
Burpees.
That's after the rape.
Andy, Dwayne, even though it's not a maximum security prison, rape's still a pretty good option, right?
What, rape is a good option?
Well, we're saying it's an option for some of the guys in there once Pretty Andy goes in.
Well, if Andy's pretty, I mean, he could get himself some red Kool-Aid and mix him up a little bit of lipstick and, do his hustle that way.
There you go.
Wow.
You might even get some free commissary.
This has turned bad.
This is what we wanted to hear about Andy.
Yeah. Dwayne,
thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Steve real quick, who worked in the L.A. County jail system for 6 years. Steve's got to have some advice from all the stuff that he's seen in that period of time. Hey, Steve, you're on with Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Bailey's May.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. You know, stay with your group. You know, whatever color you might be, stick with that.
White. Andy, what color are you?
I'm white.
White. All right. So find the other white prisoners and stay with them.
Exactly. I am in Colorado, so that's going to be
good.
Like
they're all white prisoners in Colorado. Yeah.
What you got to remember is if you're not lifelong tough, don't pretend because they're going to smell it on you. You just got to be tough enough to say, hey, you know, hey, I'm here doing my time. Leave me alone. And if someone wants to throw down, you're going to have to throw down. You may lose. But
you got to throw down.
Oh, man.
That's right.
So Steve, I'm so fascinated by your first piece of advice. So what happens if Andy goes in there and he's hanging out with a black guy? I mean, do the other black prisoners look at him as if he's got no business being friends with one of theirs?
Well, here I'll say this: if you're hanging out with the wrong guy, that guy won't hang out with you because he's going to get punked by his own people.
All right.
So, wow. That's
so what
rough.
You've got to do, what you've got to do is you've got to avoid the common areas. If you're to go in and you're to get classified. When they classify you, they classify you as, you know, protective custody, a softie, and if you're a softie, then you're being there with a bunch of other softies. But when you're in the common area, when you get shuffled around and give them your fish kit.
That's when the hardy can come.
That's the problem.
Right?
Because you're passing by people that may not be that soft. In fact, they're just pretending to be soft.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot to keep straight. To so soft. I'm confused now. You don't act hard if you're not hard. Just be soft, but don't walk past somebody who's hard.
And Don't be soft.
Okay, don't be soft. I'm confused.
Just be yourself. And
be
if
yourself.
You're soft, they're going to classify you as soft and put you in with the soft.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't hide.
All right. I think we got it.
But so if somebody wants to fight, he's got to fight.
He's going to have to throw down.
All right.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much
so
for your advice.
Okay. All
right, Andy. Andy, any final words? You got about 30 seconds left to freedom. Then anything else you want to say before we never hear from you again?
Probably don't drink and drive.
Go drink and drive. Good advice. All right. Survive jail, my friend. Give us a shout when you get out, okay?
I'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck,
sure,
Andy.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. Next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, we will unveil details and start giving away tickets for Kevin and Bean Dodger Day. How about that? It's been a year already. Kevin and Bean at the Dodger Stadium. So you'll have a chance to join us next hour here on the show. Plus, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air right now with your calls at 323-520-AFRO. That's the number you call us. Leave a message. We play it back for you.
Our equipment may not be top of the line, if that's what you're suggesting.
What? The F. I'm tired of the goddamn squeak. It's Bean's freaking chair, okay? Next time I go to Seattle, I'm going to go there with a can of WD and spray that. I'm tired of hearing the squeak. Fix that.
Okay, first of all, I got a new chair.
Oh.
First of all.
Hey.
Second of all, so the squeak is gone.
All right.
So that's first of all. Second of all, you know, I've sat in that chair for many, many years. It's just they do wear out. It does happen. I'm sorry about that.
So last week we were talking to somebody from the X Games each day, and we were talking to Matt Hoffman about his 30 for 30, which was the birth of Big Air, which I watched and was unbelievable. It was really great. And the dude with the chair complaint called back.
So I'm kicking back, enjoying my Matt Hoffman interview, and I heard it again. The freaking squeak, man. It was all quiet here. Squeak! Fix it.
All right, we did. We fixed it. Take it
God.
Easy. We got it.
He could be overreacting a little bit to room noise, by the way.
Here's another Bean Love.
I just like to say that Charlie St. Cloud, Zac Efron, and Bean are queers.
Wow. How about that? By the way, the Zac Efron fans made that movie number one on Friday. They went out in droves to see our boy on Friday. But then once they'd all the Zac Efron fans had been out, then it just collapsed over the rest of the week.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
He's not our boy.
He is our boy.
He's your boy.
I love him so much.
And that's why this caller called.
Okay, Bean, why don't you just die? Please do us all a favor and die. Like, now.
Can right you die now?
Was it necessary to do this edition of Afro?
Yes, very much so. This dude might have been a little high when he called.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Those are the best.
We have a checkered past. Bean and I, everything we've done hasn't been the high standard, the high quality that you are now listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we did some stuff that may have been shaky.
Oh, you guys are hilarious. Check it out. I was just checking out a videotape I had of the Addams Family Marathon from Thanksgiving, but you guys are hosting it. It was hilarious. You guys were so stupid on there. Dude, remember you guys used to do Godzilla Monsters Theater? That was the best. You guys are freaking stupid. I love it.
Isn't there such thing as a statute of limitations? Is there going to come a time when the work we've done since then should be able to stand on its own?
You think the work that we've done since then has been exemplary?
No, not really. But it's not Godzilla Theater bad.
Last week we were talking about Britney Spears. And would you still, at this point, based on a photo that we were showing you last week where her head was... There was a giant patch of hair missing.
Oh, my God, it's like rabies missing. Or something.
Yeah. Man, I just checked out that picture of Britney. Oh, my gosh. She is looking good. Oh, with doo-doo on top.
We went to the Jersey Shore name
generator.
Yeah.
Generator, right? And we put in our own names, and mine was the sausage party.
Sausage party!
I was kind of hoping a girl would call with that, but all right. I guess I'll take it, right?
Sure.
Sure.
We had my wife on last week talking about our charity and our back-to-school drive, friendsandhelpers.com, and she called me her pet name for me.
Yes. Which
then I tried to quickly tell her to stop doing.
The all-new Lamb and Bean Show. Jesus, Lamb, what the hell is wrong with you? Bean, you're now my favorite.
just by virtue of not being Lammy.
This is a dude hitting on Miss Cleo.
Okay. What is Mexican's favorite kind of cheese?
What's a Mexican's favorite kind of cheese?
I don't think I know this one.
Cheese! Hey, Miss Cleo.
Nice. Cheese, see?
All right.
Last week on the showbiz, Ralph was playing a song by Lindsay Lohan's dad. And it's a crappy song.
Stop it. Stop playing that song. Stop playing that Lindsay Lohan song. Don't ever play it again. Stop it right now.
Okay, but when you say stop it, I mean, now people want to hear what it is, right? Don't you think?
Yes.
This is Lindsay Lohan's dad.
Just one chance to make it up, because
I'm sorry, he wrote it. He's not singing it, but he wrote it.
A father's love will never die.
Heard Lindsay guy was singing it all day and hated himself for it.
We'll see things through no matter what the reasons why.
Stop it.
If you need me, dear, my love for you is a lie.
No one knows. Hey!
Nice. A lot of good haze.
Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 6:53.
All right, check it out. I mentioned Kevin and Bean coming up. Dodger Day 2010 is going to be this Saturday at Dodger Stadium. I believe it's against the Washington Nationals, by the way. We've got four packs of tickets for you if you're a Dodger fan, but you will have to earn them today. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk to one of the all-time great Dodger players ever, the great Manny Ramirez, who, as you know, is a staffer here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sure.
He knows all things Dodgers. You're going to have to stump Manny with Dodger trivia. If you think you can do it, you give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you do, you'll join us Saturday out Chavez Ravine.
But good luck, because he really pays attention, that Manny Ramirez.
I've heard Manny Ramirez on our program before. The dude's a steel trap. He's an encyclopedia.
Sharp.
If you don't ask, do you have a horn, I think you'll be safe.
Anyway, your chance to win those tickets. Call now. We'll talk to you after the top of the hour. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
A Monday morning means we take a look at the big movies at the box office over the weekend. Inception continues its stranglehold over the list at number one, $27.5 million in its third week. Kept it at the top of the list.
I want to see that again. Is that about a dream? Is there a dream involved in
that
somehow?
You're good.
I think so.
It's all real action. It's all fine. All right. You're just lay down.
Right.
Dinner for Schmucks came in at number two, $23.3 million. Salt was third. Despicable Me came in at five. Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore was fifth in its debut weekend. Then Charlie St. B.S. Mother Effin' Cloud was sixth on the list, $12 million. Toy Story 3 was seventh. Grown Ups, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and The Twilight Saga Eclipse, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Lindsay Lohan, you probably know by now, has been released as of 1:35 a.m. this morning. She is now in rehab. She was originally set to spend 3 months at the high-end residential facility Morningside Recovery in Orange County, California. She apparently now will report to UCLA Medical Center, where apparently, according to TMZ.com, she will be treated for her addiction to meth.
Hmm. That's new.
And her, well, apparently it's not.
I mean, for
it's
us.
New to us.
Yeah.
It's new to you.
Yeah.
Bipolar disorder also she will be treated for. So she will absolutely still be taking certain prescription medications that are necessary for her well-being. But I'm guessing she will stop taking the meth. At least for the next 90 days. By the way, she did 13 out of the 90 days in prison.
Right.
Oh. But she has to do all 90 days of rehab. That is not an option for an early release in situation.
Good.
So
she needs it.
Aren't you surprised as publicly as she has done so many of these other drugs that we had not heard that she was doing meth up until this time?
I am.
Because we've seen pictures of her surprised with cocaine and stuff like that, but we never even heard anything about her in the meth.
Maybe it's relatively new. Maybe this is something
she's maybe
been
she started it in jail.
Maybe that's it.
Picked up the meth habit in the showers. Khloe Kardashian in trouble.
Uh-oh.
TMZ.com says Khloe owes $18,000.
That's the wrong button. Hurry up. Try that one instead.
$18,490.74 in back taxes to the state of California. Hey, you know what?
Damn!
We need that money.
That's true.
That's true.
From the tax year 2007, this is the same year she launched her TV career on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and now the state is asking for her to pay that over $18,000 tax bill. When asked what happened to the money, Chloe said simply, "I ate it." So, how are you going to get it back? I don't know. What's going to happen? And this is a tragic, tragic story. Interesting Hollywood trial starts today. Do you remember an actor named James Marshall? He was on Twin Peaks. He played Donna's boyfriend in that series, if you remember it all. The motorcycle riding, tough guy with a heart of gold. He was also in A Few Good Men, played one of the Marines involved in the Code Red in that movie. A talented, good-looking young guy. Didn't have the best skin in the world. So he started taking the acne drug Accutane. Now, I don't know if you've been following what's been going on in the medical community with Accutane.
I have not.
But like so many drugs, apparently it's got some horrific side effects that people weren't realizing
were
being the result until many years had passed and people were taking this drug. His side effect was bowel ailments so severe at this point that they had to remove his colon.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
This same drug has been linked to a series of side effects, including clinical depression and problems during pregnancy, suicides. Mm. They say hundreds of teenagers have committed suicide because of this. So they had to remove his colon, and now he is in court suing for $11 million in damages from the drug company.
Wow.
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
Claiming that the drugs, and the bowel problems effectively ended his acting career. So he's going to have... He's going to have Martin Sheen, Brian Dennehy, Isai Morales, and director Rob Reiner all testifying on his behalf in the courtroom.
Wow.
If I'm on that jury, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner said it. Give him a check. These people are screwed.
That's a side effect they ought to make known before you take that. If you may have to have your colon removed.
Your skin will clear up, but you will be pooping into a bag for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Is the trade-off worth it? Sure.
Depends on how bad your skin is.
You'll want to kill yourself, but you look good swinging from the rafters with that dewy, fresh complexion of your suicidal depression.
Butt hash.
With your butt hash. Got another temp for me? Another temp? You want to roll me a temp?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good sounding temp right there.
That's a good one.
Today's celebrity birthday is Wes Craven, legendary filmmaker, gave us the Nightmare on Elm Street series, Scream series. He's 71 years old today. Mary Louise Parker celebrates her 46th birthday. Sam Worthington, if you say on his dog spot, I will come over there.
Okay.
He is 34 years old today. Edward Furlong from Terminator is 33 years old. And our buddy Kevin Smith, actor, writer, director, bon vivant.
What's bon vivant mean?
Bon vivant.
What does that mean?
He's a man about town. Ah. He is a large personality.
Ah.
He's a bon vivant. He is 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right. This is going to be fun. Kevin and Bean fans taking over my town at Dodger Stadium on Saturday night. That's this coming Saturday the 7th. We're talking about VIP pre-party, limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt, hot dog, soda. Ha-ha. Oh, hi, Manny. How are you?
That's right. VIP.
And you get a chance to hang with us at the Kevin and Bean Show as we welcome the Washington Nationals to town against the Los Angeles Dodgers. If you want to go, all you have to do is stump Manny Ramirez, Dodgers outfielder, with any Dodger trivia. 1-800-520-1067. It's time to stump Manny.
It's true, I do. I have it right here.
He does have a horn.
I warn you, I know everything. I love baseball so much. I love his home run. I love Los Angeles. You're not going to stop my nerves. I'm good.
It's possible. But I'm impressed that you've only been a Dodger for a couple of years, and yet you are still so well-versed in the history of the blue.
That's right, because when Van Meer, a little boy, Van Meer have the little bitty dread on top of his head.
Right.
I still love the Dodger. I love them. I always look at them, and I think, I want to grow up wear the blue.
Hey, B, just between you and I don't think he pays attention now.
Well,
my
we'll
favorite
find out.
Dodger, I was a little boy, Mark Twain.
Okay, Mark Twain, he
not
never played baseball.
Barney Rubble, ha ha.
All right, let's take some calls.
Manny Ramirez, no, let's start. Milk.
Okay, let's start. All right, stand by, Manny. We got to get some calls. Okay, that's fine. Let's start with Fernando. He's on line six.
Fernando Valenzuela? He's a great dozer.
No, a listener named Fernando.
All right.
You were named after Fernando Valenzuela?
Yeah.
No kidding. Hey, Fernando, did you do drug with Pedro Guerrero?
Nah.
All right. All right, Fernando, you're exactly the kind of fan we want to hang out with on Saturday night. Your chance to win tickets to join us. Go ahead and stump Manny.
All right, Manny, what year did the Dodgers come to L.A.?
Red means stop, green means go, yellow means slow down. When Manny Ramirez writes his baseball, that's the rules he follows. Hooray.
Is that the answer, Fernando?
No, not that.
Not exactly. Well, what is the answer?
It's 1958.
58.
A little different.
Thought you might know that one, maybe. But all right, Fernando, hang on. You got a four-pack to join us this Saturday night. We appreciate the call.
Topeka, Kansas.
What are you talking about?
That's my favorite place in Korea. I love it.
Okay, it's not. Let's try George, line three. Hey, George, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. You're on with Dodger great Manny Ramirez. Go ahead, stump Manny.
What a do, nephew. What a do.
What a do.
Oh, wrong segment.
Yeah.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
All right.
When was the last time the Dodgers won the World Series?
Hey, pretty lady. Yeah. Do you have milk in your boobs?
No.
What are you talking about?
Maybe try to answer the question.
Manny Ramirez's mom told me that sometime a girl get the milk inside her chest.
You know, maybe
Manny Ramirez's head explode thinking of milk coming out of her chest.
Well, you should talk about
when
that.
When was the last time the Dodgers won the World Series is the question on the table, though.
1744.
Was it 1744, George?
No, it's not.
Not 1744.
It is 1988.
Oh.
All right.
I'm surprised you didn't know that one, Manny. Actually, a lot of Dodger fans think back to those glory years.
Not alive in 1988.
Yes, I believe you were. You were actually alive.
Nope.
All right.
Don't lie to me.
All right. Let's try an easier one. How about that? You're currently on the Dodgers, right, Manny? Do I have that right?
What?
You're currently playing for the. I mean, you're on the disabled list, but you are on the team, right? So let's try Jose on line two. This is an easy one, I think, for you because he's got a question about a teammate. So let's see how this goes. Jose, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi. How's it going, Jose?
Good.
Yes. What is the Dodgers' current main closer?
Who's their closer?
Vinny Barbarino,
the closing pitcher.
No, Vinny Barbarino. It's Jonathan Broxton.
Is that ring a bell?
Your friend from the Red Sox. Him of all people you should know, Manny.
Does that ring a bell, Brox?
A bell? No, horn. I don't have a bell. I have a horn.
But Vinny Barbarino is John Travolta's character from the Welcome Back, Cotter sitcom. How could you get that confused with Welcome a current Dodger?
It's crazy because John Travolta go to class and the crazy teacher say, "You're going to drive me right to the grave because you're a crazy student." And his hair is very puffy. Manny Ramirez have a dreadlock. Sometimes Manny Ramirez, when he want to cut his dreadlock, he use Swiss Army knife.
All right. Let's do one more. Let's try Jose on line seven. He's calling about a great streak in Dodger history. Jose, welcome. You're on the air with Manny Ramirez. Stop, Manny.
Is this Jose Feliciano?
Good morning, guys.
I love you.
It's not Jose Feliciano, no.
All right.
All right, Jose, what's your question?
Question is, who were the five consecutive rookies of the year for the Dodgers?
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
I love it.
Right, but think back. Think back to that incredible streak that they had of Dodger rookies of the year. It was unbelievable in baseball.
Oh, gosh. Man is sweating. Let me think. I think I know this one.
Okay. All right.
The Wright brothers, Andrew Carnegie,
you're
Stephen
not gonna...
Sondheim, and no, Barney Rubble.
None of them are baseball players.
Yeah, close.
Hey, Jose.
What were the answers, Jose?
Jose, when Manny go poo, he cries.
From 92 to 96, it was Carroll, Piazza, Mondesi, Nomo, and Hollinsworth.
He's wrong.
Kidding. Stephen Sondheim is the better guess, Manny?
Barney Rubble?
Barney Rubble is very good baseball. Manny Ramirez grew up with him in New York City. He was a little league star.
Okay.
He's switch hitter.
All right.
Jose, we will see you Saturday night. Thanks a lot for calling. Thanks for stumping Manny.
Can you stump Manny?
I have a hope.
Coach Taylor joins us next hour on the Kevin Bean Show. The great Emmy-nominated actor Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. Also, we'll catch up with William Shatner on the way. This Antoine Dobson is about the fastest I've ever seen a guy get famous, Kevin. It's unbelievable. A week ago, we'd never heard of this dude. Now, he's everywhere. He's all over. He owns the internet now.
All right, so here's the story. A dude breaks into the house and tries to rape, was it his sister?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. She fights him off, and he escapes out the window. So the news crew shows up, and they interview him because they realize the brother is gold. And this is part of the, this is part of the story.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
All right, so now in comes, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say the most flaming gay guy in the history of the human civilization.
I hope so.
I didn't get that at all. I never one time thought he was gay. I just thought he had great personality.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
All right, now that may be an exaggeration.
they're raping everybody out here.
Now, husband.
This guy is gold, by the way, for this television station. I mean, how often do you get somebody who's so much fun and so energetic doing the, you know, on the newscast?
And again, we're not making fun of rape because it didn't happen.
Right.
She fought
right.
him off. But
that's
the
right.
brother, now the news channel realizes the brother's gold, so they stick with him.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your t-shirt, you didn't left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We going to find you. I'm letting you know now so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Oh, that's my favorite guy ever.
Antoine, by the way, there are Facebook fan pages now. He's selling T-shirts. There's a ringtone. There's they've already auto-tuned him. I mean, it's everybody's talking about Antoine Dodson, but only the Kevin and Bean Show has him on the phone right now from his home in Huntsville, Alabama. Antoine, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Well, obviously, you're the only smart enough people to call me and get me on your radio show.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you. How you doing with all this newfound celebrity?
Well, I'm happy to have had. And I'm happy that we're going to find the rapist in Lincoln Park.
Now, Lincoln Park is the name of the city that you're in, right?
It's not
the band.
No, it's the name of the band.
No, that's completely
There's
different.
There's a rapist in Lincoln Park.
Nope.
I think
no.
It may be the drummer.
No.
He's really dumb,
No,
real.
He's not at all.
Okay, no, this doesn't have anything to do with the band at all. This is actually a park in the community that you live in called Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park's the name of the project where I live with my sister.
Right, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the dude tries to rape your sister, and then you run in to help.
I did. I tried to stop him, but he, I don't know, was stronger than me or something. And then he ran out the window, but he left so much behind. He left a T-shirt behind.
Right,
he left
right.
fingerprints behind.
Uh-huh.
He
yeah.
left a signed confession behind.
What?
He left
confession?
A videotape behind him saying, I did it, I'm the rapist. So run and tell that, homeboy.
Why? We didn't hear any of those last two things. I
well,
didn't know about the video.
Because I made it up.
I see. Look, I just have a lot of respect for you being out there representing for your sister and doing everything you can to get the community involved in trying to find this terrible attacker.
Well, I'm tired of our community being so filled with crimes of all kinds, of all stripes and colors.
Uh-huh.
And I think we got to do something to stop all the criming that's going on.
Well, what other criming is going on?
We got a litter bug in Lincoln Park, and he's dropping candy wrappers. He's dropping soda cans.
Right.
So hide your candy, hide your soda, hide your banana peel, because he's dropping all kinds of litter around here.
Okay. All right. That's bad.
And then we got the double parking situation.
Oh.
Where they're parking in the middle of the street, right. And they leave the blinkers on, and they're going inside.
No.
So hide your cars,
Wait.
Hide your fire hydrants,
hide
your parking space.
How do you hide?
We got all kinds of parking going on here, and it's so dumb.
Okay, I don't know how you hide a parking space, but we're talking to Antoine Dodson. You can see his video at the KevinAndBean.com or KRock.com if you want to check it out. Antoine, what about this newfound celebrity? I mean, Facebook fan pages, T-shirts, ringtones, this has all happened so fast for you.
I'm just glad to get the word out that we got crime in Lincoln Park.
Okay.
And right. I'm just going to use my newfound notice celebrity in order to try to get everyone to stop being all criminal.
Yeah, don't be criminal.
Up in here. And run and tell that, homeboy.
Okay.
Consider it done.
We will. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
Hide your radio.
All right.
Hide your music. All hide right. your morning show.
We don't have to hide any
you
of that.
You guys committing crime against my ears.
How much time do you spend at X Games over the weekend there, Kevin?
All. Well, I spent all day Friday, and then I watched the rest of it on TV.
But Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
Saturday and Sunday. But I was down there, I don't know, at 11:30 on Friday. And it is so much fun to go down there. And there were many highlights, including good old number 199, Travis Pastrana, was back on the motorcycle in the freestyle and won the gold.
How about that?
And did a double backflip in the middle of a run.
That's unbelievable.
It was just crazy. And then there was another dude, the Moto X Best Trick, named Cam Sinclair, who did a double backflip. And that was crazy because he missed and landed on his head last year and was in a coma for 7 days and then woke up and didn't recognize his family.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And then had to learn to walk and feed himself and talk from scratch.
Wow.
Got back on the motorcycle at X Games, did the double backflip, and nailed it and won the gold.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, most people would take it as a sign from above. Hey, I'm not good at this. I'm going to get a new career with my new life once I learn how to walk and eat.
Then there was another dude, Paris Rosen, who was in the Best Trick, Moto X, and he tried a front flip, and it went, you know how we always talk about top of the mountain, bottom of the, you know, valley?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It went from, oh my God, he's trying a front flip. Is he dead?
Oh.
Really?
Like that, he landed right on his head and didn't move.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and the entire place that was just buzzing right after the double backflip from the guy who almost died last year to this guy, who then they literally were, they had the, you know, the EMTs out there. They put him on a stretcher. They took him out. He ended up being okay. He had bruised some ribs and he had a bad concussion and stuff, but he was back on Sunday in Staples Center, so he ended up being okay. But the strangest thing happened at the end, the very last competition that happened at the X Games was last night, and it's speed and style. And this is where they take the motorcycles, and they do tricks, like Best Trick, but they're also racing. So they have to race around a course, and then in the middle they have to throw tricks. And Travis Pastrana won the gold there as well, but it was the bronze medal that was the strangest ending to an X Games that I've ever seen. The bronze medal race was Ronnie Feist and Jeremy Twitch Stenberg, mm-hmm. and they're friends, and they were racing. Now, it's inside Staples Center, so they go around the dirt, and then there's this carpet-like wall that they have to go up on, and it's got dirt on it, and people were slipping all day. So they were really worried about this, and so they both they race side by side, and they go over these bumps and everything. It's sort of like Supercross with tricks thrown in.
Okay.
And this happens.
And Twitch's bike keeps going without the flip levers as well, and Twitch with the hole shot, but he overjumps it, and Feist makes it past the lead.
Nice ride for Feist there. All right, so far what has happened is Twitch jumped too high and then landed poorly, so he had to slow down a little bit. So Feist now takes the lead.
Okay.
Twitch has to catch up, so he tries to catch up around the corner.
Guys!
Oh, Twitch is down in the corner!
Twitch is down! So he fell off his motorcycle. He wiped out.
I was just going to give you some big props, Jeremy. You called out that carpet.
He was coming out aggressive and...
Well, Stenberg's not quitting.
All right, so Feist now, this is a race, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Feist now is just coasting because the other guy fell. So he's just coasting.
And he's his friend?
Yeah, he's his friend, but right. I mean, he has to finish the race to get the bronze.
Right, okay.
So he slows down and he's coasting. He's doing some tricks and he's coasting.
Taking his time.
He doesn't know that Twitch gets back on the motorcycle because it's a race. I mean, literally, you lose by a second. That's a lot.
Right.
This guy falls, and in most cases, they just quit. He gets back on the motorcycle and keeps going. So then this happens.
He's a lap down, but he's not quitting.
He's not a lap down.
Oh, wow.
He's not?
No.
Oh, okay. So he's not actually a lap down, but...
Oh, half a lap.
Yeah, half a lap down.
All right, so now they're trying to figure out what's going on. He's a half a lap down, but now he's back on his motorcycle, and he's still racing as if he has a chance.
But if Feist is cruising a little bit,
he can rip out some big tricks.
Feist stalls the motorcycle.
All right, now the guy in the front, who's coasting, who has the lead, stalls his motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And we know how hard these four strokes are to get started.
Now he's kicking it and kicking it and kicking it and kicking it. He can't get it started. So Twitch, who has no idea this is happening, is just doing his thing and racing and trying to catch up. But the crowd's going crazy because... he's about to pass the guy who didn't wipe out.
Feist was in cruise control for the bronze medal.
This is unbelievable. Twitch doesn't know yet that Feist is stalled.
He can't get
it stalled. Oh, my gosh.
Twitch is going to pass.
He can't even get it.
So it takes that long for him to catch up and pass Feist. So now Twitch is in the lead.
Listen to the crowd.
Twitch is pumped. Are you kidding me? That just happened?
Here's the checkers. He's got to race it to the stride.
Oh, my gosh. Shooting flames out of the back of the cow. He's celebrating there.
Feist was cruising it, being safe, but he stalled the bike.
Now he ghost rides it. Now he's not going to be riding it again.
All right, so now he ghost rides it. Now he's not going to be riding it again. Now. At this point, he's won the race. Nobody can believe it. He goes up to the top of the dirt ramp, and ghost riding it means he just gave it a lot of gas, and the bike just flies out from underneath him, and he's standing there with his arms in the air, and it pretty much ruins the bike, the motorcycle. So at this point, Brian Deegan runs out and says, I don't think you finished the race.
He says this to who?
Both of them.
Okay.
So now, Twitch and Feist kind of shove each other and run back and get on the motorcycles and start racing again.
Oh, wait, hold on. So yes. Twitch is already celebrating. Yes. He already thinks he's won. Yes. Feist has already given up and said goodbye to his bike. And both of them are still on an active field of play, basically.
Yeah, and they're like in the middle, like talking to each other. I can't believe that happened. I can't believe you wiped out. I can't believe I stalled the motorcycle. Deegan runs out and goes, you guys aren't finished yet. So after all of that, and after Twitch lets the motorcycle go, he jumps back on it, and they start racing again.
And here, Jeremy limping down. Look at that. He can't even walk down this landing.
Oh, that's right. Twitch hurt himself, too, on the wipeout.
No, wait a minute.
What?
What do you mean?
Are they claiming he didn't finish because he didn't jump?
To jump the bike after he ghost rides it?
All right, now both announcers are trying to figure out what's going on. Why are both guys back on the motorcycle and racing
this
again?
This is insane.
What could possibly be happening?
Oh, I don't believe it! Brian Deegan's out on the track and told them that they didn't finish. And they both were talking, and they run back to their bikes.
I don't know what's really going on, but
I can't believe Sandberg could even ride that bike after ghosting it so hard down the landing, lips down the landing, gets back on and jumps again. Unbelievable.
Wow.
His seat's off his bike, guys.
All right, so all that happened.
You got Mike's attention.
And then it took, I don't know, another 5 minutes for the judges to go back to the tape and figure out, like, what happened and who deserves the bronze medal. Because maybe Twitch, you know, cut a corner or you know, whatever, whoever didn't finish.
This is unbelievable.
And he ended up, Twitch ended up, the guy who fell at the beginning, ended up getting the bronze medal.
This would be like a walk-off home run. You're celebrating in the dugout, right. And then and somebody comes and goes, hey, I don't think you touched home plate. And everybody runs back out on the field. You got guys chasing you. I mean, you think it's over, and it's not.
But Twitch had basically trashed his bike. I mean, literally, he just shot it out from underneath him, and it wrecked. And the seat was gone. And then they both just kind of shoved each other and were running back for the motorcycle.
It was hilarious.
It was the best ending I've ever seen. I'm just yelling, man.
This lacks the feel of professionalism.
It certainly does.
I was thinking right at the time, this is like an event that Bean and I would run.
Yes.
Like where everyone's confused and nobody knows what's going on. It was the best ending that I've ever seen to it. A- 106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock Q. It's 7:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday. By the way, Kyle Chandler, Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights, joins us after the top of the hour. Ralph, that's just for you because no one has been a bigger proponent of Friday Night Lights than you have on this show over the years.
I love fictional TV shows that live in your brain, Bean. They're
it's
wonderful.
It's a real
my,
show.
My favorite network.
I've been
Bean's imaginary network.
I've been searching for it for 12 months. It doesn't exist.
How did he get nominated for an Emmy if it's not a real show?
You're watching BIN. Bean's Imaginary Network.
They drive around in a van and they show it to you in a VHS tape. You have to actually catch the van to watch it. It's really very confusing.
Yes. We will talk to Kyle coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I believe it's a stage show done at the West Covina Light Opera.
Nope.
That's where you have to go to see.
Lisa, back me up. It's real. You've seen it, right?
I've seen all the episodes. It's for real.
Okay. You've seen both of them? Wow, that's pretty exciting. You know, it's funny. When we were booking Kyle Chandler, I said, if just one person hears the Kyle Chandler interview on the Kevin and Bean Show, then we will have satisfied half the fans of Friday Night Live. So it really works out well, I think. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Inception, still number one after 3 weeks, $27.5 million. Dinner for Schmucks came in at number two, and its debut made $23.3 million. Salt is third, then Despicable Me, Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore, Charlie St. B.S., Mother Effin' Cloud. That's the official title now.
It is? Yeah. Wow.
It's sixth, Toy Story 3, Grown Up, Sorcerer's Apprentice, and Eclipse, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Well, it's official. I don't know if you heard or not, but Heidi Montag has filed for divorce.
Really?
From her estranged husband, Spencer Pratt.
So there's actual paperwork.
There's actual paperwork that has been filed in the Santa Monica Superior Court. Just 2 months after they separated, Heidi has officially filed for divorce.
It's funny because on one hand, you can't imagine how she spent that much time with him.
Yeah.
And of course she's getting a divorce from him.
Right.
And on the other hand, they lie so much, it's impossible to know what to tell.
Well, if they, you know, legally, if it, and apparently they want to do this quickly, if they get divorced, they will set the stage for them to get remarried or something, but they will, the paperwork will be real. So.
All right.
Apparently, Heidi tells People magazine, there are so many lies out there about me, and I just needed space, even away from my husband.
Especially away from my husband.
Especially, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw any of the press that Spencer did over the weekend, Ralph, but he's claiming that he never thought that they were married. He thought the whole thing was just for the show and that the guy who married him was an actor. Now, he could just be making all that up.
Of course he's making all that up.
Be amazed.
Did not read that part, but here he says, I love Heidi, but our marriage was a show, as part of the Hills world, and that world is on a soundstage. I think he meant, you know, they got married for the sake of the show, basically. Now that the show's over, there's no point in them being together, really, any longer.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
Some say if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen, Spencer continues. Well, Heidi couldn't handle King Spencer's fame, so she got out of the marriage.
No.
I'm sorry,
how
D?
How can we legally kill him? There must be a way.
You don't need to. Let's just watch him just flop around and die.
Spencer also said, referring to himself in the third person, it's clear that reality TV fame-loving Spencer Pratt does not fit with my ex-wife Heidi Montag's ambitions for a motion picture actor pop star career and being a single sex symbol for the world. That's a mouthful.
None of those are going to work for her either.
No. They're all living in a world of delusion, so.
Damn, man, what the hell is this? What's wrong with these people?
What is wrong with these people?
That's a good question.
David Hasselhoff's reality show is not off to a good start. It didn't even start yet, but they did a recent poll and asked any TV viewers if they would watch a reality series starring David Hasselhoff and his daughters Haley and Taylor Ann on A&E. 58% of people said they would not care to watch a show like that, so. We'll have to wait and see.
You know,
This is a mess.
You know, if he does that, they'll watch. I'll watch.
I'll watch.
But he's controlling it and producing it. I doubt he would paint himself in that light.
Not interesting.
I can't wait for the roast on Comedy Central. That should be very entertaining.
You know, I was thinking about the roast of David Hasselhoff, and it seems to me like it's too easy. Like you're beating a retarded kid. You know what I mean? Like he... Well, how do you parody?
Does the retarded kid think he's really cool and not retarded?
Yes, but
then I want him beaten.
Okay,
that's what I'm telling you.
All right.
What bothers me is he's doing commercials for the roast.
Yeah,
he is
that's
parodying
weird.
Himself in those commercials,
right? Where he's
like, "No, you don't get to have it both ways. You can't be the douchebag and then say, oh, look at me, I'm pretending to be a
I'm
douchebag.
Part of the joke.' I know
it's a ham, it's a cheeseburger. Oh, remember wink, wink? Remember that video? And they did like a bad. Video for Do You Really Want to Make Me Cry? And it was just like that one he did where he was flying around hooked on a feeling.
See, that scares me.
Yeah, but I don't think these comedians are going to pull any punches.
I doubt it.
They've beaten up on nicer people than David Hasselhoff, so we'll have to see. Speaking of beating people up, Lindsay Lohan, she is out of jail and on her way to rehab. She's going to the UCLA Medical Center. According to TMZ, she will be treated there for 90 days for her addiction to meth and for her bipolar disorder.
Now,
I knew she was bi, but I did not know about the meth.
Bipolar.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
We heard about the prescription drugs and a lot of that stuff beforehand because the judge ruled she could continue to have them in jail or whatever, but we didn't hear about the meth till today, I think.
Have you seen Jessica Simpson's tweet? Picture of her kissing her new boyfriend?
No.
Yeah.
Has he already left her, though?
His name's Eric Johnson, former NFL player, and she is kissing him, and she just tweeted, isn't that bad enough they had a public display of affection? She has to put it out there in the Twitterverse for everyone to see. Did you see her on Entourage, by any chance, last
night? I don't watch that show anymore.
Really?
It's the same episode that I saw 5 years ago.
Well,
every week.
That's not fair to say, because in this season, drama is having a hard time getting a job in Hollywood.
Oh. Okay, that's different.
That's different.
All right.
Turtle is struggling trying to start his own business, but can't get out of from Vince's shadow.
Very different.
Oh. Eric is trying to be a successful manager, but is having conflicting feelings about his relationship with Sloan.
That's not the same.
See?
Okay. All right.
And,
you're right.
Vincent is in a movie that he's not sure if he can do or not, and he's having some issues, apparently, with his film career.
Well, I was
so
wrong.
This year, it's a big departure.
Be fair, Ralph. Vince cut his hair.
He did. He did cut his hair. They really should just jettison all the dead weight on that show, and those guys have always been stiffs, and just make it about Ari Gold's agency, because this season, that has been wildly entertaining, and it always is. He's trying to get an NFL team started in Los Angeles. At the same time, he fired this other one of the female agents there, and she's now stealing all his clients. One of which was Jessica Simpson, who appeared as herself on the show last night.
I see how
and actually acquitted herself rather well.
Wait a minute. Wow.
I know.
She acted?
She acted well? As herself. I'll, you know, give you that, but she was actually very funny and entertaining.
No kidding.
She was angry at Ari because he didn't call and say he was sorry when her dog got eaten by coyotes. She called him an a-hole and everything. It was really quite funny. Mike Tyson was another client they were trying to steal. Mike wants to do a new version of the Brady Bunch with a black and a white family. And he wants Jessica Simpson to play Mrs. Brady to his Mike Brady. It was very entertaining. But it was all stuff about Ari and the agency, which I still find funny, and that's why I watch. Because Piven is
so let's do
good.
A new show called Ari.
Exactly. Yeah. And get rid of the rest of the clowns. And what time? Ooh, we're running late. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, shall we? Wes Craven, legendary filmmaker who gave us Freddy Krueger, amongst other nightmares. He is 71 years old today. Mary Louise Parker from Weeds is 46. Sam Worthington is 34 years old today from Avatar. And from
does he have a pet at all?
Clash of the Titans? Nope.
I thought I remembered he had some sort of a pet.
He does
a
not.
Dog or nope. something? No? Okay.
Edward Furlong is 33 years old today. Remember little Haley Eisenberg, that girl was in those Pepsi commercials?
Yes.
Curly-haired girl?
I remember her.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. She was a very popular child actress.
No,
for a while.
I hated her. I used to do nothing but rail on how much I hated her, not just because of Pepsi, the devil's pee, but just because she's so ugly and untalented.
Oh, my God.
Haley Eisenberg was the worst.
She's just a cute little
she
girl.
She's a cute kid.
What's going on with her now? Did she grow up to be ugly?
I'm just saying she's 18 today, so show you how time flies. Little Pepsi girl's 18. That's all I was getting at. I didn't need devil's pee. I didn't need hating on little girls. I didn't need any of that.
Ugliness.
Just a little story about a little girl we all remembered when. That's all.
I like turtles.
And actor, director, writer, friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin Smith, celebrates his 40th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All right, give me my theme music here, Kevin. Gotta be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about talking to my favorite actor on my favorite show, but Friday Night Lights, as you know, nominated for a couple of Emmys this year, including one for Best Actor for Kyle Chandler, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. He's, of course, Coach Taylor on the show. Mr. Chandler, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Program. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's good to talk to you again. How are you today?
Yeah. We were reminiscing that I think the last time we had you on the show was right in the first few episodes of Friday Night Lights when that show first came on a few years back, and I can't believe almost the whole series has come and gone since the last time we had you on.
I can't believe we kept fighting our way through it and we got through 5 seasons of it.
Yeah.
That's been on for 5 seasons?
Question. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about Friday Night Lights that's been difficult, and here's how I know it's a good show. Is that they canceled it, and then DirecTV picked it up, and then some dude in a parking lot in a van showed it for a season, and then they started replaying it on NBC. I mean, it is the most difficult show to catch in the history of television.
It isn't, because you can get it on 2 different channels now at 2 different times of the year.
Talk about that for a second, though, Kyle. How frustrating that must be to see it jerked around on the schedule so much and then going to another network and then coming back and running out of order. I mean, the whole thing has to be crazy for you guys who are putting so much work into the show down in Austin.
Well, it's one way you can look at it. It's a frustrating situation, but the fact of the matter is that we fought and clawed our way through the whole deal, and I think that just goes to the quality of the show and what the show is about and just what the show is, and it's true. At the end of the 5th season, we all felt like boxers coming out of just a really long bout. Yeah. As far as the show being moved around, and as far as keeping on the air, But that was all really negligible in the fact that doing this show was probably one of the greatest experiences, and it was such a creative, collaborative experience that none of the rest really mattered. I mean, no one really saw that. We had blinders on any of the problems that we had. And just doing the show, going to work in the mornings, was one of the most enjoyable times of my life. And I think I could say that that would go from everyone from the caterers to the grips to the you know, DP, everybody. It was just an amazing project, and I think that's why it stayed on, because the quality came out of that, and it was just a wonderful show and just great people to work with. I'm very proud of the show, and I'm also, you know, just so happy that this Emmy nomination, it's not my nomination.
It is your nomination,
it's
first
Joe's nomination. But I'll tell you, I'm also glad that Connie Britton also got one.
Yeah.
And that made that whole morning when you get that phone call and they say, hey, you got to, you know, you're nominated. And the second question I asked that morning was, did Connie get one?
Well,
and
think of your home so life if she didn't. She you know, your marriage, that'd be tough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, think of your marriage.
That would be miserable.
Yeah.
And by the way, we were shocked to see the nominations, certainly not because you didn't deserve it, because everybody from year one has been saying, hey, what's the glaring omission here in this picture? Why the hell aren't Connie and Kyle nominated? So thank God it finally at least happened. Of course, you won't win, you know that, but how great is it you got nominated?
It's icing on the cake.
Yeah.
So now, as we speak to you today in August of 2010, you have already wrapped the last season. You have, as far as you know, wrapped the entire series of Friday Night Lights. It's done, right?
Yes. We just finished up about a week ago. So I'm okay. It's all new to me. I'm just walking out of a cloud now, a fog, if you will.
Is it true that this Friday show is Thanksgiving?
Say that again?
Is it true that this Friday night show is about Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah,
you know
the one on NBC. It's the finale of last season.
Oh,
listen, I've got to tell you something. I have been shooting. I haven't turned on a TV in quite a while, so I'm not sure what's showing. Literally, we just finished shooting, so the episode that's on right now, I'm not positive.
All right.
I'm
right.
Sorry. I apologize. I should know. If it is a Thanksgiving one, I guarantee it's going to be one of the greatest Thanksgiving shows ever.
Kyle, let me ask you one more thing, and this is actor Kyle Chandler, Emmy-nominated Kyle Chandler. Of course, he's Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Go Lions. We're talking to him on the Kevin and Bean Show. You've done a lot of acting besides Friday Night Lights and have been honored for that acting in the past. But this show is so different in the way that it's shot. You do get the impression that it's – I know it's not ad-libbed, but it looks so realistic. The way they shoot that thing with the cameras moving all the way around you, it has to be totally different than anything else you've ever worked on before.
It is a bit different, and you know that comes from having three cameras on the set running at all times when you're doing these scenes. It comes from having the cameras being using long lens. It has to do with the style of the show when we come on the set and how we prepare and how we rehearse and everything that goes into it. And you're absolutely right. There's an immediacy to the work. When you come on, it's very raw, and every take is very fresh. And if you will, when you start doing a scene, it's not until two or three takes when we really get into it that we understand what the scene is about, and it starts coming alive for us. Quite often that happens, and it's like rehearsing a play for the very first time, yeah. And it's very exciting all the time.
And I always think that this show looks a little like a movie. Every episode looks like a mini movie to me.
And it feels that way in the sense that we're able to the way that we shot this show, we were able to get to the real heart and the real meat of the scenes very quickly and authentically, and it was very enjoyable doing so.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Kyle, when you said that it's a show that you're proud of and you should be, and the entire cast in front of and behind the camera should be proud of something, because this is something that people are going to own as a box set forever, and they're going to look back as being one of the great TV shows of this last few years. And we're so happy to have you back on, and congratulations again for the Emmy. I really, really do hope you win. You certainly deserve it, sir.
Thank you. That's very, very kind of you. I sure appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us. Have a great day, Coach. See you later.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I'm a little nervous when our friend Ralph Garman says, hey, guys, can I have some time on today's show? That concerns me a little bit.
Mystery break. Anytime. Are you ready for the mystery break?
Anytime there's a mystery break, we all get scared because we know it's going to be something embarrassing for one of us.
Yeah. How dare you? Do you think I would embarrass anyone in this
room? Yes,
all
I do. Yes, I do. Just tell us who the victim is.
I would not embarrass one person in this room.
Please let it be Lisa.
I would embarrass two people in this room.
Yeah, what did we do?
I mean, it's Bean and I.
You know, I love... I'm a big fan.
Come on now.
Of collecting Kevin and Bean audio memorabilia.
There we go.
Over the years, I brought in, let's not forget, the Addams Family Marathon, which a caller just mentioned this morning. I brought in some clips from that. When
looks
Kevin
like we're
Bean,
having technical trouble over here. I don't think we have any audio.
We're hosting an Addams Family Marathon, Addams Family Marathon on Thanksgiving. They were horrible. I brought in the...
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, too bad.
Godzilla Theater on television. And thanks to the listeners who seem to save everything. They saved the underwater show that I had the clip from. But this is really pretty magical stuff. And I want to thank the listener who hooked me up with this. Yeah, when you listen to the Kevin and Bean show and you listen to Kevin and Bean specifically, you may think, well, I'm going to cut these guys a break because they're obviously new and they haven't done this much, this radio business. So it's understandable why they sound like that. Au contraire, mon frere. I would tell you that these guys have been radio professionals, paid to do radio for many, many, many years. And I have some clips today from an early morning show Kevin and Bean worked on in KRQ in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, I think, the inception of the Kevin and Bean show. This is the birth of the Kevin and Bean show. And I've got some clips from an early show Kevin and Bean did together.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bean, but we wanted to do it at the radio station we were working at in Phoenix, and they said no.
Right.
But we have a sister station in Tucson. We're going to force you on them.
Where you can do less damage? Is that what they were thinking?
And then they put out a memo saying, deny all knowledge of this.
This was basically our audition for Mornings in Phoenix, Ralph. They heard the tape and said, no, you guys will never do Mornings anywhere. Well, not just here, but anywhere.
Well, now the listeners will understand why.
Well, ask that listener, whoever
he
is.
Here's the very beginning of what I think may be the very first Kevin and Bean.
The Rick D's Weekly Top 40 will not be heard this week, so we may present the following special program.
Live from Tucson, it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
Yeah.
That really could be the very first ever reference to anything called the Kevin and Bean Show.
I thought it
might. I think that's the very beginning, Ralph.
Yeah. So I wanted to play that. It's like watching The Birth of Hitler.
How dare you.
It has historic significance, and yet it still sends shivers down your spine.
Not only are we bad, which I'll give you, but we're also on a Kiss FM type station down there. So we're playing the hits, you know?
I'll tell you guys sure think you're funny. I know that much from this
episode. We don't.
You sure do.
I think it's...
back in they were doing this. Show, boys and girls, there was an artist named Jeff Healey in the Jeff Healey Band. You may remember him from Roadhouse. He was the blind guitar player in Roadhouse. He was a blind artist who played steel guitar on his lap so he could play it. And he would sit and play guitar. Had a couple big hits, Angel Eyes and a couple others.
Oh, look at the time. We're running late.
Here is Kevin Bean talking about that particular artist.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station.
No, Jeff Healey Band, lousy driver, that guy, but... Wow, what a singer.
Oh.
He can't drive because he's blind.
It started blind. Even then, boys and girls. You remember Soul to Soul? Remember the artist known as Soul to Soul?
Barely.
Please enjoy.
It's Kevin and Bean. It's,
however do you need me?
6:32. And
we're on.
Excuse me.
Sing.
All right. You're not saying. That's
I love
the thing.
That. I love that Soul to Soul. They're so happening.
Oh, my God! I'm telling you, Bean is in rare form here.
Now, Bean there was clearly trying to be dorky.
Right.
Which isn't a stretch, but I think he was trying to sound dumb.
Apparently, during this...
Oh, look at the time.
...show,
wow,
I wish
we had more time for this.
We've got time.
There was a news story about the death of a pop star named Yana that no one really was very popular. But, of course, Bean, even then, was obsessed with death and minor facts of interest. Here's a clip.
Music star Yana, dead. Yana.
Who?
Yana is coming up at KRQ. And what else? That's it.
Yeah. You can tell they were a fine, just a well-oiled machine even then. Kevin used to laugh at his meaningless bits of information back in the day.
Yeah, that's before I got beat to death with them.
Bean again.
I'm so glad this is mostly Bean.
His cheese factor is pinning the red
when they talk about Phil Collins and Phil Bailey. Phil Collins from Genesis, of course. Phil Bailey from, what was that group he was with?
Genesis.
Phil Bailey was
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire,
right.
They did a duet together. Here's the reference to that on the show.
Tucson's only hit music station and the station that gives you your Phil. In this case, Phil Collins and Phil Bailey on KRQ.
Gives you your Phil.
Yeah.
Right, because the guy's name was...
Bean loves that comedy so much to this day.
If you think the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices was a poorly conceived radio segment, wait till you hear Kevin and Bean's Yard Sale Update.
I don't remember any of this.
No,
I
mean,
it's kind of a Saturday thing to do is to go to yard sales.
Yard sales, right?
We're going to find out if you have one, call us.
Oh, they opened up the phone lines, and they would have people who...
I bet it was funny, though.
People who were doing yard sales would call and tell them what items they had for sale in their yard sales.
Wow.
Okay. Now, in my defense, and of course there is no defense because this is horrible, but this was the 80s, Ralph, and there was no internet, okay? It's not like we had a lot of material to choose from.
And apparently this was before the imagination was invented either, I guess. Because you took callers on the air who told you what they were offering on the tables of their yard sales.
Yes, we did.
All right, that was a segment. That was an entire radio segment that you said, yes, yard sale update.
I'd like to do that again starting now on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, you may want to listen to one of the phone calls first before you make that decision.
The yard sale hotline. Who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Where are you calling from, Barbara?
Tucson. And I wanted to tell you that...
Here's what's funny, by the way. Only people in Tucson could hear this.
So Barbara was happy for the press.
Turns out she had to be calling from that city.
We're having a bazaar. There are over 200 floral arrangements, arts and crafts.
Wait a minute, 200 floral arrangements?
Floral arrangements.
You rob a funeral home? What's the deal there, Barbara?
Oh, they're things that for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Sure, right.
Oh, yeah, sure, Christmas. It goes on and on.
Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yes.
Wow.
The yard sale hotline.
Let's start that. Let's start that again. I think that was good.
Here's another song intro, outro, featuring legendary soul singer Joe Cocker.
93.7 KRQ. Tucson's only hit music station.
We love that guy.
No Sounds way. Like a bad reaction to caffeine. What's going on there? The white man's James Brown. It's brand new stuff from Joe Cocker.
That was Bean.
That was Bean doing his Joe Cocker impression.
Was that the wow?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on there? Sounds like a bad reaction to caffeine. What's going on there? Hey, what's going on there? That was Bean's catchphrase, apparently, back in the day. Barbara, you got a yard sale? What's going on there? What do you mean, 200 flowers? What's going on there? Just shut up, and you'll find out what's going on there.
Let's start a new feature. What's going on there?
Please make this stop, Ralph. Come on.
You've
done enough damage. We're already bleeding out, though. Why continue to stab us?
Here's Kevin and Bean discussing the merits of the KRQ station t-shirt.
That is a brand new KRQ t-shirt right there.
Got those letters that are raised off.
I don't know how to explain those to people.
They're raised. They're like an inch off the shirt.
See, but that doesn't make it sound as good as it really is in person.
No, what could make that t-shirt sound as good as it is in person? They're raised. I don't know how to explain it to people. How do I talk about raised lettering? I don't know how to get across to people that the raised lettering is raised.
Are you saying this is bad?
Well, here's the last piece where...
Oh, thank God.
Where Kevin and Bean open up the phone lines yet again and say, hey, what phrases or words are you tired of? What phrases or words would you like to see retired? Here is one of their listeners' ideas.
Hi, KRQ.
Yes, I have a word for you.
Fantastic. What is it?
Homie or Holmes?
Holmes? You don't like that?
No.
What's up, Holmes?
Wow, what just happened?
I was using it in a sentence. That was Bean showing off his street cred.
What's up, Holmes?
That's the gayest What's up, Holmes ever.
I sound like Antoine.
What's up, Holmes?
Huntsville, Alabama.
It's a wonder they didn't hire us in Phoenix.
You have grown so little over the years.
We really are about the same as we were.
Just about the same,
That's
really.
A shame.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. That was good work.
How about TMZ.com? Our friend Dax Holt on the line talking about what's up with Lindsay and other celebrities. Hey, Dax, how was your weekend, man?
Oh, weekend was great. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Doing fine. I guess we weren't surprised to see Lindsay get out. That's about what we expected. It happened at 1:30 this morning. But tell our listeners who maybe weren't paying attention to TMZ.com in the overnight, what happened since she got taken into custody after leaving jail?
All right, so she got out 1:30. They took her out a back way, though. It wasn't like Paris Hilton's, you know, walking straight out the front door, everyone snapping pictures. No one actually saw her leave. They carted her over to UCLA Medical Center and checked her directly into rehab. The judge did not want her having any time out, spending time with her friends, nothing like that. So she's already at UCLA Medical Center, checked in there for the next 90 days, which I think is really good for her. She needs it. And basically on the paperwork, it's listed as methamphetamines and bipolar disorder is what she's in there for.
Okay, now that was a big surprise, at least to me. What did you guys in the TMZ.com newsroom think? I mean, isn't this the first time we've heard Lindsay connected with methamphetamines?
Well, that's the weird part, is the paperwork said meth, and then, you know, her lawyer's going, no, she has no meth problems, it's not about that. So it seems strange that they would put that on the documents, but then say, no, that's not why she's in there.
But wait a minute. Who said, no, that's not why she's in there?
Her lawyer.
Okay, well then, so I'm going with the paperwork.
Yeah. Dax, you've seen more pictures and video of Lindsay Lohan partying than probably anyone on the planet. Have you ever heard anyone talk about her potentially using meth? I haven't.
No, I haven't heard anything about meth. I mean, there's been other drugs that have floated around, you know, them, just like she was arrested for cocaine back in, you know, that DUI bust back in 2007.
Right.
And so I can picture cocaine. It's kind of a rich person drug, but meth, not so much.
Big surprise to me, that's for sure.
And then the bipolar disorder also hasn't been talked about much, if that's Mm-mm. the case.
No, because we know that she takes, you know, like Adderall, stuff like that for ADHD, but not bipolar disorder. That was strange.
Yeah. The UCLA Medical Center was not the facility that we had been hearing about. We'd been hearing about a place called Morningside. What's the discrepancy there?
Well, that's our problem, our fault. Basically, we talked about this new facility down in Orange County. We said exactly what the judge wanted to do. And once the judge saw that we put out the report, she was like, ugh, now I got to change the location.
Oh, I see.
So had you been able to figure out UCLA, she would have had to change it again?
No, we knew that all of Lindsay's people wanted to go to UCLA Medical Center because it was such a good facility. And the judge was the one that wanted to go to Morningside down in Orange County. And so we basically put out the report. Okay, well, this is what the judge wants. She wasn't listening to all Lindsay's people, and then it got changed.
Now, I didn't know, for one, that UCLA had any kind of a
rehab center.
They have a huge rehab center, and a lot of stars go there whether you know it or not. Hmm. They check themselves in there.
Interesting. Now, from what we understand, 90 days is firm in this case. This isn't a you get some time off for best behavior. She really will be there for 3 months, right, Dax?
Oh, yeah. The judge is firm on this one. It's because it's not about overcrowding. She can't get kicked out of there, and her people are going to be watching. If she screws up at all, she could land herself back in jail. It's that big of a deal.
Now, the meth is an upper. The other opiates that she was taking were downers, right? I mean, wasn't that kind of...
Well, yeah, I don't know if she's taking them at the same time by any means, but yeah, you start mixing all these drugs, that's not a good combination.
Would you say that this is a fairly serious rehab center where she'll get some actual work done toward her problems, or is it one of those kind of places that's kind of laissez-faire, the celebrity can, you know, get out as much as they put into it?
No, this is going to be very serious. It's not going to be like the one over in Utah, Cirque Rehab, where she just treated it as a joke. She's in there, everything has to go back to the judge. If she's not complying, then she will literally go back to jail. It's that simple. Now, she can't leave early, nothing like that.
Doesn't it seem like it's, and I'm not, listen, she needs rehab more than anything, but doesn't it seem like it's a little unfair to celebrities? I'm guessing they have like a group therapy where you have to all go in and share. Does it kind of put her at a disadvantage that she's so well known?
No, you're still a normal person. Whether you got problems or not, you got to face the fact that you're an addict and get some healthy.
Except the difference is when she's speaking out to these other people, it has to be in the back of her mind that they're all going to run to the press and sell the story as soon as they get out. That would be the downside of being a celebrity in this case, I think.
Yeah, I think they all sign confidentiality agreements, so you know, you're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, right. All right, last question, Dax, and that is, have you heard any movement on, as Lindsay is one step closer to freedom, assuming she survives rehab, who's going to pay her the big bucks for an interview when she gets through all this?
That is a very good question. Who's going to do the big story? I mean, I could see it easily being a morning show. They like to get those, you know, big stories. But a lot of people just go on Larry King, and he doesn't pay the money for it. He just goes, okay, I'll give you the good press and put you on the show.
Because he softballs. He has no idea who she is, even.
And that's the good thing for these celebrities. Yeah. You go on Larry King, and you may have a pretty good interview on your side.
I guess.
Would you guys at TMZ, would you pay for it, for the TV show and the website?
No, we don't pay for interviews, so it wouldn't happen with us. I mean, if she wanted to come and do our live chat, by all means, if she wanted to host, we would welcome her, but I think this would be the last stop she would make.
I'm guessing that's not where she's going to go.
By the way, speaking of hosting, don't miss TMZ.com this afternoon. I guess you're doing your web stream with Little John sitting in on the meeting today, right?
He just hosted. It was freaking hilarious, you guys. Yeah, he was here last week, and then he came in this morning, and it's really early to be doing a morning meeting when you're on the air and everyone's tired. He comes in, starts yelling, and it's awesome.
He is a cartoon figure that I love.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. And he has his pimp cup.
He does have that.
Of course he has a pimp cup. You need to get a pimp cup, Dax.
I don't know that Dax could pull off a pimp cup.
TMZ.com is the entertainment website of record, and check your local listings for TMZ television. Dax, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Bye, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Bring it on!
K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:58.
I think about to be some throwing down here in the studio. What's going on between Ralph and Kevin?
And
wow.
Throwing up, too, by the way.
You are listening to the Kevin Amin Show. William Shatner next hour. Anna Lister makes his final phone call before he goes to jail to us. We'll talk to him after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's happening?
Just want to remind you guys, I serve at the pleasure of the people.
What does that mean?
Hey, Ralph, thank you so much for that segment about the birth of the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank God they didn't have the internet back then, or else Bean would be blogging about yard sales.
What's up, Holmes?
So true. Thanks, Ralph. Kyle. Well, thank you for listening, Kyle. And I will bring you more as I get it of the history of the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, Holmes?
That's necessary.
It doesn't really go
fascinating
further back than that, so that's about
maybe I can find some solo work. We've already had Flash Phillips. We've had his work.
Kevin's solo.
Bean Vector is leaving the radio station. We have Mary Stelter, baby.
Stay for just a while.
Yes, and anything else you have to add?
We gotta play that again.
Yes, we
pretty
do.
Magical. I don't think we have any Kevin solo air checks, do we?
Never heard
of that. He's been very, very stingy with it.
Kevin.
I'd love to bring those in, but wow.
We would like you to bring those in as well.
Do we not have those?
What's up, Holmes?
You listen to your Kevin Shivlin in Arizona.
All right, weren't you working on The Giant, the only radio you'll ever need in Arkansas or something?
I was, yeah.
Gotta get some tape of that.
Yeah. You guys really think that Kevin held on to tapes from that long ago?
That's true.
He loses a DVD by the time he makes it to the parking lot.
I bet it's in his backseat. I bet he has air checks from Arizona, from Alabama in his backseat. That's what I'll say. Or wherever the hell you worked. All right, no time. Lots of showbiz news. Let's move along, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Inception continues. It's juggernaut. Third week in a row, it's number one, $27.5 million. Dinner for Schmucks was 2. In its debut, made $23.3 million. Then Salt, Despicable Me, and Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore is the top 5. Charlie St. Cloud, Toy Story 3, Grown Ups, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and Eclipse rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr. Ooh. Apparently, the news has slipped out thanks to one of Miranda's big-mouth supermodel friends. Jessica White told OK Magazine that her Victoria's Secret buddy is pregnant and that she's very happy for the beautiful couple. The two have been trying to, I think, take their own time to make this announcement. There had been some rumors, but seems to be confirmed now by a bubble-headed Victoria's Secret model.
That's nice that someone else said it.
Now we know why they had that super secret wedding ceremony a few weeks back. People were speculating perhaps they wanted to make things legal before they announced the pregnancy, and that looks like the case. Sad news. Lindsay Lohan's out of jail.
What's that?
Yeah, it is for me. Mm. I was missing the updates. I enjoyed all the news coverage.
That was good news coverage.
Fascinating insight.
Tell you that.
So on our way to UCLA to clean up from what they say, and I heard you guys talking to TMZ about it, is a meth addiction and her bipolar disorder. Neither of which anyone's heard anything about this point. So we'll have to wait and see.
Both surprises.
And Psycho Mike, you ready to get married?
Yeah.
Not you and me, just in general.
He thought he could marry you.
You can get married at Ozfest this year.
There you go.
Does Ozzy do the ceremony?
Well, it's called the Unholy Matrimony Package. You go to Ozfest on August the 14th through the 24th. You get 10 general admission tickets when you buy this package, so you can invite some friends. A wedding ceremony that's conducted by the Ozfest MC Big Dave. You get some cake and a champagne toast. You don't get to meet Ozzy or Motley Crue or anybody else, but you do.
But you do get to meet Big Dave.
You get to meet Big Dave, and you get cake and champagne.
And Big Dave has a catchphrase.
What's up, Holmes?
Is that him there? Is that Big Dave? That sounds like Little Dave. Apparently, they're doing this in Chicago, Pittsburgh, and the Boston dates of Ozfest. So if you're a real metalhead, then you might want to get married at Ozfest.
I'll look into it.
I'm sure.
You don't have anyone yet, though, but.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know.
Find someone in that amount of time.
Exactly. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Wes Craven, 71 years old today. Mary Louise Parker from Weeds turns 46.
Couple weeks. Weeds comes back.
Yes.
Couple.
Very exciting.
Couple.
And then later in September, Dexter comes back. Yeah. The 26th, I think. Very excited. Sam Worthington is 34 years old today. Edward Furlong from one of the Terminator movies. I forget which one now.
He's crazy.
The second one. Yeah. He enjoys the drugs.
Crazy.
Allegedly. And our buddy Kevin Smith, actor.
Woo!
Director, writer, frequent flyer.
Personal trainer.
Personal trainer. I think he invented badminton. What else did he do, Spencer? He is 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's up, home?
You guys ready to hear about the best TV show ever? Listen to this.
Bernard Getz. The Unabomber. Mary Kay Letourneau. These stories and others shocked the nation. Now, William Shatner digs for the truth behind the headlines.
Never enters either one of your minds that you're breaking the law.
I just thought this wouldn't look good as a teacher.
You get on the subway train. Yes. The four guys are there. Now what do you think?
I decided at that point I was going to shoot them all.
Aftermath with William Shatner. New series premieres Monday at 10, only on Bio.
That is tonight, by the way. William Shatner sits down with Bernard Getz, the subway vigilante. We are happy to welcome Bill back to the Kevin and Bean Show to discuss. Hey, Mr. Shatner, how are you, sir?
So good. Listen, was that a paid announcement that you just played?
It was. Well, it wasn't. It was just a way of introducing you.
Oh, well, no, that's great, because I don't know what publicity they're doing. And that's a great intro.
It gave me chills.
Now, listen, it's so exciting that I can hardly breathe.
I know. Look, I watched episode one where you interview Lee Malvo, who's one of the DC snipers, and I thought so many things while I was watching the hour over the course of the weekend.
I really am so curious because I've had no feedback whatsoever.
Okay. The first thing I thought is William Shatner is a genius because he has figured out a way to host an hour of television in his den sitting there on the phone. I mean, that's incredible right there. Basically, you did the interview from home, right? So God bless you for that.
I have no idea what all that means because it has so many ramifications. You're right. It was in my office, well, but we did it because the set was down. And let me tell you why the set was down. The set was down because we thought we had finished. We'd done all the episodes. And A&E, the mother company of Bio, takes a look at the DC Sniper thing and says, we got to do a special. So we revamp up everything except the set, which is in storage. So we use my office instead to make this great special for A&E, which introduces Aftermath, which is on tonight. On Bio.
All right, now let me ask you this, because I was fascinated. I was thinking about this. Do you have some sort of fascination with law and order, with criminals, and why? The reason I ask is because obviously you played a cop on TV before. You hosted the Rescue 911 for all those years. Now you're doing this show where you're interviewing the notorious people that are involved in some of these crimes. What is the draw for you, Bill?
Well, I'm drawn to. I'm curious about a lot of things. I guess that becoming apparent. But what is justice? What? Where? Who does what to whom? And why is it done? I was watching Hermann Göring last night. A story of Hermann. Was justice done when he committed suicide? The idea of retribution for some action and why it's done, how much retribution. The whole idea of law and the idea of crime is one of interaction between human beings. It's totally fascinating.
Well, when you were talking to Lee Malvo, one of the DC snipers, here's a kid who, for folks who don't remember the story, who basically came from a terrible, troubled household. He ends up getting semi-adopted by an older man who indoctrinates him, and that's a legal term too, basically brainwashes him into thinking you're going to do anything I say. So he goes off and kills a bunch of people. But you get the impression that he's not a bad kid, and if he were out of jail, I don't think he would ever hurt anybody again. But on the one hand, you go, this isn't fair to keep this kid locked up for 7 years. But on the other hand, you have interviews with the victims' families and the people who got shot, and you think, well, certainly the kid should stay in jail for the rest of his life for the horrible carnage.
But knit this in. First of all, he's in there for life, and he's in solitary, essentially a solitary confinement. But knit this in. We know now that the dendrites in the brain of a teenager hasn't made the connection of consequences. That only by the age of 21, 22 do kids make the actual physical connection inside their head that if I ride this motorcycle over the bridge, I'm going to die, and I don't want to die. Before that, they physically don't make the connection of consequences. That's why the military sends 18-year-olds and fighter pilots and go, and because you of course you will live when you come out of that, but they don't. But they don't think of that. But the teenager doesn't think of that. So the kid was physically incapable of thinking of consequences. On the other hand, not every teenager goes out and murders 42 people.
They would in Bean's world.
No. I am fascinated with some of the same things that Bill is talking about, though, with what makes people do the thing. How do they turn out the way they are, and then what are the repercussions of that? Some of these people that you talk to on the Aftermath series on Bio are people who have really not done press. I mean, they're kind of speaking for the first time about these events exactly that so many of us remember.
Ruby Ridge and Randy Weaver. Do you remember him?
Yes.
The whole Ruby Ridge thing where 400 United States agents surrounded this cabin because the guy didn't pay a fine, and there was shooting going on, and accidental deaths, and the dog dies, and then they're locked up in their cabin in the mountains, surrounded by snipers, and a son is dead, and the mother is dead in the cabin, and they're there for 11 days. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Very much.
I mean, that was absolutely insane on everybody's part. Well, I got to talk to Randy, and more especially his daughter, who was the only one who made a transformation. The thing is so complicated that it requires your audience to take a look on Monday nights on Aftermath. The series is like something I've never done before. It's a roller coaster ride, the likes of which you can hardly imagine.
Now, Bill, this replaces Shatner's raw nerve.
No.
No. This replaces my dad says.
No.
No.
You're doing them all.
All in addition.
It can be done. It can be done with a helicopter.
I know it can be done, but you're putting the rest of us to shame. We're all lazy bastards.
We are.
We are. That is actually very true. Well, it's an unbelievable series. I'm hooked for life after seeing the DC Sniper episode. I can't wait to see Bernie Getz tonight.
Bernie,
and by the way,
it's unbelievable. He draws a gun, a fake gun, and shows me how to shoot four people in a subway.
Yeah.
Did you know it was fake immediately? Did you know it was fake immediately?
Well, no, we gave it to him.
Oh, you gave it to him. Okay. And the clip that I've seen of the upcoming interview with Mary Kay Letourneau, the one who went to jail for having consensual sex with a student, remember? Then they got out of jail and they ended up getting married and they're still together very happy.
Seven and a half years in jail for love.
Yep, and by the way, still so hot, right, Bill? You'd still do that woman.
She's fabulous.
Yeah,
good looking, romantic, and she's good looking, bro. And
she's a great teacher, especially
as to why she was going to jail. She thought they can't possibly jail me. I'm in love. I've got to be carrying the man's baby. I'm not a sexual predator.
Hmm. How old was he?
And nobody thought the way she was thinking.
How old was he at the time? Like 15 or something, right?
He was 13 when they fell in love.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing series from amazing people that you've only ever heard about, and this is your chance to see them grilled by one of the best. William Shatner's new series is called Aftermath. It airs tonight at 10 on Bio and every Monday night. Bill, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, as always.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So I get another try at it? Is that what you're saying? Like I can take the mound again and... bring the heat.
That's what she said.
Take the mound again. That they are letting you anywhere near Dodger Stadium, but the Kevin and Bean Show is taking over Dodger Stadium this Saturday night against the Nationals. It's the annual Kevin and Bean Night at Dodger Stadium. Listen to this, by the way. Not right now, but tomorrow again on the show. Kevin and Bean t-shirt, hot dog, soda, us, Dodgers versus Nationals. We got tickets to give away all week long. Kevin threw out the worst first pitch in the history of Dodger Stadium last time we did this.
It might not have been the worst in the history. It was not anything I'm proud of.
Didn't you kill a guy?
It did.
My memory is that it killed a guy.
It did hit the ground. It did bounce within 4 feet of me. That was odd.
It killed some worms. I know that.
Well, anyway, your chance to win those tickets tomorrow morning right here. If you're a Dodger fan, tune in on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:44.
This is Ralph the Kevin and Bean Show.
Let's all talk.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Ralph with more.
Here's Ralph. Chill me.
You guys.
We've got no better.
That's the one thing. It is KRQ in Tucson all over again.
It's the one thing is that we are consistent.
You'd think just by sheer repetition, you'd have to get a little better.
You'd think?
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way.
No, it does not.
I wish it did.
It's Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office here on the Showbiz Beat. Inception continues its hold on the number one slot for 3 weeks in a row. $27.5 million makes it number one yet again. Dinner for Schmucks was second with $23.3 million. Salt came in at number three. Despicable Me was fourth. Then Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore. Charlie St. Cloud was sixth. Toy Story 3, Grown Ups, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and The Twilight Saga Eclipse, with $4 million, rounds out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Hollywood couple Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick. They celebrate their 16th anniversary today.
Wow.
And they said you couldn't have a successful marriage in Hollywood.
Well, successful in Hollywood is a year and a half.
That's true. 16.
16 years
that's,
is crazy.
That's the golden anniversary in Hollywood. They give you a bar of gold, literally. So congratulations to those guys. This is scary. Every once in a while, I like to throw in an advertising story in the Showbiz News, but they are working on a type of billboard that when you pass it, it will read the chip in your credit card or cell phone.
Nope.
And what? Then tailor the advertising specifically to stuff that you are interested in and buy.
Oh, no. It's all going to be porn.
Kevin's going to walk by and be like,
Every billboard I go by is going to turn to porn.
You can never drive with your children again.
That's not good.
Is that a little invasive?
Yes.
Is that a little disturbing that they will be able to read your consumer mind?
Is that for real?
Then target the advertising directly towards you?
Is that for reals?
It is for absolute reals.
And then when Bean drives by, will it say,
What's up, Holmes?
What's up, Holmes?
Ralph, what was the Tom Cruise movie where they had those billboards that
Minority
changed all the time?
Report.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you looked at it, it would target its advertising towards you. In Japan, actually, they have a billboard that tailors its message depending on the age and gender of the person walking by.
I don't like this.
They are able to scan the person and via video recognition software, they can tell whether you're a man or a woman and vaguely what your age range is, and they will tailor the advertising towards you in that way. But this American version, it
in
will...
In your car?
Did
you say?
Yes. It will use wireless technology to identify a person's preferences via an RFID chip, which is increasingly being used in credit cards and cell phones. So it will take a look at your history and then give you advertising tailored towards you.
So there's like four cars across, and a gay porn comes up. Everybody's like, that guy, it's over him. Everybody's pointing at each other.
And you know Psycho Mike's driving by.
Psycho Mike.
Hey.
But that seems a little invasive that they're able
to... That seems a lot invasive.
Yeah.
Read your credit card and your cell phone through your clothes there and then show you what you want to see. Interesting stuff, that. Scott Disick.
Oh,
who is the baby daddy of Kourtney Kardashian, of course, according to Star Magazine, is trying to clean up his act. Apparently, he has put his 2005 Ferrari up for sale on eBay. How does that dude get a Ferrari? I've never seen him hold down a job. I don't know what he does.
He must have family money. I mean, there's no other way he could be as wealthy as he seems to be.
Mike would know. He runs with Hollywood douchebags. What's this Disick story? Hey, where did he get the money, Mike? I don't know, but I saw an OK magazine over the weekend that he's happy that he married into the Kardashian family because of the lifestyle they can afford him.
Wow.
So I think it must be the Kardashian family money that he's sponging off of.
Anyway, 2005 Ferrari asking price on eBay is $125,000.
Wow.
I will pay that if he is standing in front of the car and I get to gun it and run him over. That would seem worthwhile.
That would be worth it.
Otherwise, I'm not interested. By the way, I want to thank all the listeners who sent me the notice today. Apparently, they found a Batman number one comic book in somebody's attic.
Oh.
And it's up for auction. Starting bid is $40,000.
Oh, good luck with that, man. I hope you get it.
So, Kevin, I know usually you carry around wads and wads of singles in your pocket. I just wonder if you could just empty them out and see what's there, because I need a loan.
I have about $18 in singles. Does that help?
That's
Does that
start.
Get you started?
It's a start. Then comes the bake sale.
Would you... that's the type of thing you'd love to own, Ralph?
What kind of question is that?
Because there are a lot. I mean, we've had this discussion on the air many times. For instance, Kevin, for instance, doesn't care at all about memorabilia, even for movies he loved. He wouldn't care about owning something from a buddy.
Ralph has an entire room of Batman.
Right, but
so
I also
that's a guarantee.
I also didn't know if you'd want to pay $40,000 for something either.
Well, no, but
I'd like to get it for free.
But if I had the money, then I would spend it easily, yes. Yeah. It's like asking you, Bean, would you like the naked corpse of Rachel Nichols left on your doorstep?
Oh, man.
I would prefer her closer to alive, but yeah, I'd take it either way.
Closer? Sure. Really?
Not just alive, really? But closer?
Is it only $40,000?
It's the starting bid. That's the starting bid.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but isn't Superman number one like a million?
A million, yeah.
Superman number one, the Action Comics you're thinking of, Action Comics number one is the first appearance ever of Superman.
And Superman kicks Batman's ass.
Batman first appeared in Detective Comics number 27. So if you had that first appearance issue of Batman, it would be worth a lot more than just Batman number one, which was the spin-off comic that he started in.
Gotcha.
So there's your clarification.
Thanks for the question, though, Mike.
Wow.
It's like Comic-Con around here all the time now.
What's the matter with you?
Congratulations to Terrence Howard. He's joining the cast of NBC's Law & Order Los Angeles. He'll be playing a district attorney on that show. Show debuts September the 29th, so if you need another Law & Order in your life, you're in good shape.
That series is like single-handedly hiring half of the actors that are working today.
Did you guys see all the footage of Chelsea Clinton, America's princess, getting married over the weekend?
I was able to avoid that by not turning on the TV.
Well, it may have overshadowed the fact that Alicia Keys also got married over the weekend. She married Swizz Beatz. And T.I. and Tiny also got married this weekend. Congratulations to T.I. and Tamika Tiny Cottle. They got married. They had four different wedding ceremonies, by the way.
What?
Four different wedding ceremonies.
Why?
Hope one of them sticks.
They got married in Miami at a courthouse on Friday. Then Saturday night, they had a big party on Miami's Star Island. Then they took a horse-drawn carriage.
All right, take it easy.
It's true. They also went to Atlanta, had a wedding there. And then they went to Vegas and had a wedding there.
Huh.
So they are really mother effing married.
They couldn't be more married.
They married the crap out of that ceremony.
So that'll I'll give it
a
week.
Do we have to get divorced in all those places?
Yeah, they have to get divorced four times now.
And speaking of weddings, Katy Perry has said she wants Morrissey to sing at her wedding to Russell Brand.
Because
he's such an upper. Because he's a good time. Because he fills the dance floor.
That's not really what I want to see.
When he starts knocking out the mad beats.
That would be peppy.
No, apparently Russell and Morrissey are friends.
Oh.
And she, in a social situation, asked if Morrissey would sing at their wedding. She said he didn't seem too interested.
Really?
No.
In fact, Katie said, it seems like he doesn't even want her to marry Russell. So, maybe there's something going on there.
Can you imagine?
Between Morrissey and Russell Brand.
Imagine the conversation between those two. What could they possibly talk about?
Could you pass the salad, Morrissey? I want to kill myself with salad tongs. I just don't think that would be a fun dinner hanging out with him.
I think it would be awesome.
And lastly, but not leastly, more music news. Lady Gaga was interviewed in September's Vanity Fair. I don't know if you guys saw
what's up, Holmes?
She says, what's up, Holmes? She talks about the fact that she is pretty celibate these days.
Pretty celibate.
She's quite celibate.
Quite.
Has no boyfriend, has no lover, has no real interest.
Okay.
Why? Here's her quote. I have this weird thing that if I sleep with someone, they're going to take my creativity from me through my vagina.
Yay!
Really?
Yes.
She crazy.
Apparently she has that fear.
Awesome.
So.
That'd be sweet.
What if it happened? She was just talentless one night after.
Yeah.
All the talent got absorbed right through the condom. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Wes Craven is 71 years old today. Mary Louise Parker celebrates her 46th birthday. I really can't wrap my head around the fact that she's 46.
I know.
She's amazing. Beautiful woman.
Speaking of beautiful women, Jacinda Barrett, another beautiful actress, is 38 years old today. Sam Worthington is 34. What was that second way? Go get him, Kevin.
I'll get him.
All right.
What he least expects.
Edward Furlong is 33 years old today. One of Bean's favorites, Haley Eisenberg, celebrates her 18th birthday.
Sorry, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
What's up, Holmes?
What's up, Holmes?
And our good friend, director, writer, actor, tale teller, yarn spinner, Kevin Smith celebrates his 40th birthday today, so we celebrate his special day. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to tell you about Michael Jackson's new CD coming out.
I think he's done making CDs, isn't he?
What?
Got a new one.
What? New CD. Tomorrow we're going to kick off, first thing in the morning, we're going to have Louie come in. He is a Kevin and Bean listener who's going to get Ralph's face tattooed on his leg.
Can't we do something about this?
It's his leg, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Right between Che Guevara and what? Who else?
Shea Stadium, I think.
Shea Stadium.
Yeah, two Shays. Right between the two Shays.
We're going to talk to a woman who recorded her husband talking in his sleep and then put it up on the internet.
This blog is hilarious.
Sleep Talking Man, it's called.
Oh, man.
The poor dude is literally just talking in his sleep, and she's recording it and putting it up.
One of his quotes is, who's that? Oh, it's Koala Man. He's sleeping up in the tree. He's an embarrassment to all superhero kind.
Love that guy. And we've got a we've got another Ralph Video Vault. This time it's Piranha.
Piranha!
Damn you, Piranha!
1978 classic creature feature from Roger Corman. A Jaws ripoff in every sense of the word, and it is wonderfully bad.
And we'll tell you about a beauty contest happening in Italy called Miss Chubby. Which I don't think is one you'd
do. The girls give you a chubby?
No.
No?
Unfortunately not. No. Might jump. All right, that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including This Is War, the latest from 30 Seconds to Mars. Also, Blind Melon. I wonder which song. Amberlin, Bush, Brandon Flowers, solo effort, and more. Straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.